CDR.
Tone is in both channels in phase. This message will repeat.
Thank you for listening into our Fleegs Equipment pregame show tonight, and we'll be introducing you to the starting lineups as we move along toward kickoff. The weather tonight, well, maybe a little bit warm if you are in uniform, 83 degrees, just a light little breeze and just a little bit of cloud cover. And our weather brought to you tonight by a Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. They bring our forecast for us tonight, and look who just stepped in. It's Luke Bell joining us tonight on the air. And Luke, we remember Farmington really kind of turning the corner after that 2011 campaign where they had the great year, a couple of lean years after that, but then the winning season last year at 7-4, and it all started with that great win up at Fox, and we really couldn't have asked for a better start than that.
Well, it was. It was a great game and back and forth, and you know, Farmington kind of let Fox back in it there at the last half of that game, but you know, what a play in overtime that was, and it was a what a way to start the season, really.
26-20, Farmington wins that one, and this is how last year got started. Here's how it sounded.
Thank you. The wide receiver to the right, Greco off the left side. And Friedmeier is back to pass. He slings it over the middle, and the ball is tipped by Pistone, and they caught for a touchdown. It's tipped by Pistone and caught by Bankhead for a touchdown. The Farmington Knights win in the unlikeliest of ways. Tony Pistone, with 6 interceptions a year ago and an all-state safety, tipped at the goal line and running underneath of it is Eddie Bankhead. Farmington scores in overtime and wins it on the road in Fox in week number one. 26-20, the Knights win.
I think I just got goosebumps all over again on that one. And Tony Pistone, you almost felt bad for him. This is a kid that was really Mr. Everything from last year. Just in that Farmington game, he rushes for 144 yards, scores all 3 touchdowns for the team. He throws for 78 yards, played great on defense, and just about had a pick 6 to win it, but it got through his hands.
It sure did. And you know what? It was a fun game to watch. And like you said earlier, it really set the tone for that Farmington season. We really saw a tough, gritty squad last year, and let's hope, you know, that carried over this year.
Certainly any successful season will come with a cost, and Farmington loses some great performers from last year. They lose nearly a 1,200-yard rusher in Gavin Duncan, a guy that we saw run, Luke, for 321 yards and 7 touchdowns in that great win against Clayton. They actually lost Donovan Howard midway through last year by injury, but what a great talent he was, a two-way lineman. And Fishbeck, and also their signal caller, and Cody Friedmeier. So you lose some guys, but in all, I think the coaching staff feels like maybe across the board, this might be a more athletic ball club than it was a year ago.
Well, I agree, Chad. I think we saw a lot of underclassmen, some sophomores really step up last year, you know, and as well as the juniors in that junior class that became seniors this year. A lot of them got a lot of playing time, a lot of experience, and I think that's going to translate, and, you know, with the offseason work, it's going to translate into some success on the field this Friday night.
Okay, so write this down. So the new quarterback for Farmington is either Nathaniel or Fluffy Link. I talked to his mom. She said, don't call him Nathan. Doesn't like that name. Doesn't want us to call him Nathan. So we won't call him Nathan. Call him probably Fluffy.
I called him Fluff Dog last year.
Fluff Dog or Fluff Meister maybe once or twice.
That kind of steps it up a little. So we'll see tonight which way we're going to go with that. I'm liking the Fluff. The Fluff Dog.
We'll see. That's what he does really well, right? I think Farmington's in pretty good hands. You heard us bat around Nathaniel's name on our pregame show, a guy that maybe is a step or two quicker and maybe with a quicker release than what we've seen. I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him play a little bit in some games last year, and he looked pretty confident underneath there. He was ready to jump in when Cody went down, and you know, he showed us some pretty nice things, and I'm sure he's put in the work this offseason, and I'm excited to see what he's got.
As far as Fox, they return Bob Nybert, who rushed for nearly 900 yards last year, but they do lose their lone 1,000-yard rusher, and that was their quarterback, Tony Pisoni, who rushed for 1,200 yards last year. They've got a head knocker and a middle linebacker named Dominic Monty, who will be on the offensive line as well, but they're a little bit unsettled at the quarterback spot. We will see Gavin McGinnis start the game tonight. The coaching staff says Chase Waters might be the better athlete, and we might see him as the game wears along, but they really like Chase as a tight end too. So we'll see what that kind of unsettled situation is like for Fox as we push along toward kickoff. Well, coming up next, we'll talk with the head coaches. We'll have a chat with Brent Tinker, the Fox head man, and also Eric Krupe as we continue on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show right here on Supertalk 800 KREI.
Have you stopped by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately? Well, if not, you really should. Hi, this is Mark Toady, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of the furniture in my house comes from Patsy's Furniture. I have an awesome recliner and a sofa that I am in love with. I also have brand new bedroom furniture that is totally amazing. I go to Patsy's Furniture for a lot of different reasons, though. One is the selection, and trust me, there's a lot of that to choose from. And it's quality furniture, too, with brand names that you know and trust. And then there's Jamie and Chris, the owners. You talk about people you can trust and work with, that's them in a nutshell. They'll treat you right and work with you to get you what you need at a price that will keep you smiling. Heck, their great customer service works all the way down to their delivery guys, who are really cool. Hey, I wouldn't tell you to go shop at a place if I didn't totally trust the people there and believe in what they're doing. At Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, they do things the right way. That's why it's really easy for me to say, you'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Great to be joined by Brent Tinker now, the Fox head coach. And Coach, I don't know if it's a bad memory or a good one, but it was such a great game last year in this one. And one play really the difference that could have gone either way. I just thought it was a couple of really good teams that were matched up well, and probably the same thing tonight, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I really think that our programs have probably in some ways mirrored each other the last handful of years. So they played a great game last year, and they capitalized on they capitalized more than we did, and they got the win. And they had a good, solid, tough team last year.
McGinnis and Waters have had a nice preseason battle at quarterback. Will we see both of them, or what's the plan?
I would imagine we'll probably see both of them tonight. Gavin is going to get the start. Chase will start at tight end. I would be surprised if we didn't see both of them at some point, but that'll kind of dictate how the game's flowing.
I remember talking to you earlier this week, and you said game one a lot of times is whoever makes fewer mistakes.
Yeah, realistically, and I was just telling some other folks, I think they're probably feeling pretty similar to us. We need to play a game to find out what we do and what we do not know, find out who we are. So we're both gonna try to minimize our mistakes tonight, but I got a feeling we're probably gonna both have a few. So we'll find out what happens tonight, and I'm really excited to play the game tonight. I'm really excited to see the kids play. And as a teacher, you know, we've taught and we've retaught, and now without a test, we don't know what to teach again. So we need this game tonight. I'm sure they're the same way as us.
Thanks, Coach. Have fun.
You bet. Thank you for the coverage.
You betcha. Brent Tinker joining us on pregame. We're back with more right after this on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
The new generation, Hood's Discount.
Come on in to Hood's Discount Home Center, where you'll find the largest selection of in-stock carpet and cabinetry in the area. This month, take advantage of glass tile and mosaic starting at $4.99 a square foot, or 30% off in-stock granite vanity tops with the purchase of a regular priced vanity. How about 20% off in-stock carpet and area rugs? That's Hood's Discount Home Center, where you'll find everything you need to make your house look great. Locations in Farmington, Festus, House Springs, and St. Louis.
Great to be joined by Eric Croupier on our pregame show now. Coach, week number one, Fox to town, and I know you'd take the result that you took last year. It was a tip pass on overtime. You guys came up with the touchdown instead of the pick six, which it could have been, but it was a happy day for Farmington and kind of set up your year.
It was a nice night. There's no doubt about it. Anytime you can win that week one ball game, it's a nice start, nice beginning to your season. Just the way that you win it in that fashion, where you win it on the final play of the football game, I know it was exciting for the fans that were in attendance.
What was your vantage point? I'm sure you remembered exactly the way you saw it.
Well, I saw the ball put up in the air, and you know, you saw their defensive back, their stud, yeah, Tony Pisoni, go up for it, and luckily it went through his hands. It was tipped, and Teddy Bankhead was able to maintain focus and concentration and be able to catch it off that ricochet. And you know, at that point, I think the headsets came off, jump in the air, and it was a good feeling.
Pisoni, not only an all-state safety, but their quarterback last year was really their leader, rush for 144 yards and all three scores for them against you guys. He departs. So what do you expect out of Fox this season?
Well, I think for them, they can't rely on just one individual person. You know, it's going to take the unit. I know they like their fullback. He's number 15. He's a big boy. He played for them last year. I think Nybert's his name. I know they like him. They've got a couple quarterbacks that they're working in that they want to, you know, see who's able to step up and take control. And that's something we'll figure out Friday night. And, you know, one of these things that, you know, occurs during these early season football games is, you know, when you don't have as much information on your opponent, you know, as the flow of the game begins, you got to figure things out and make adjustments on both sides of the football.
Both offenses like to feature the option. Does that give the defense maybe more of an advantage in this game than other games, do you think?
Well, we run it a little bit different,
right?
You know, their style of option, our style of option is different, but again, it's still option football. So while it's not exactly the same, there are a lot of similarities. And yeah, you know, I think our kids, when you're exposed to the option, you understand it. It helps you play defense, and we do maybe get more reps against it than other teams that are still, you know, running spread and other concepts such as that. So, you know, I think from both sides of it, defensively, there's a little more familiarity than maybe some teams have.
What do you forecast the key to a victory as?
Well, the one thing I know about Fox, you're going to be physical, and so we've got to be able to match and exceed that physicality first and foremost, and understand it's going to be a 48-minute game, and you can't stop playing until that final whistle blows. And so it really, again, comes down to week one, execution, discipline, not making mistakes. I think if we can match and exceed their physicality and make sure that we don't shoot ourselves in the foot and play very disciplined, fundamental football, then the chips fall where they may.
And maybe some extra whistles like last year, too. Eric Croupier joining us on our pregame show. We're back after this right here on KREI.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
We recently caught up with a happy client of Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
I closed on my new home on March 20th, and it was a very good experience. It moved very quickly. When we went into it, we wanted to sell quickly. Kim Breeze helped us get our house out there. She helped it get advertised. Within a little over 2 weeks, we had a contract on the house, and we were done in 30 days.
Caldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate. They moved this town.
Well, both squads going out for the coin toss. Hair Corn Toss, brought to us by AAA Check Advance. That makes sense. When you need cash now, AAA Check Advance in Farmington, Crystal City. I think it's going to be heads or tails, Luke.
Well, I haven't done this in a while, so.
it's the first game.
I know. It's, you know? It's just pregame jitter there. I don't want to mess up, so go with tails.
That's what I'm going with, tails, too. Tails never fails, as far as I'm concerned. Captains for Farmington on the field, Fluffy Link, Tyson Gray out there for the Knights, Kobe Edwards, and Noah Youngie all on the field as captains. Chase Waters, one of the captains. Dominic Monti for Fox. And the officials going through their final comments to the players out there. And we invite you to watch our scoreboard online all night at MIMOinfo.com. Go about halfway down our homepage there to our sports section. We've got a new feature called Score Stream on there that the scores are updated instantly. You just scroll right along there. And we want to thank Butler Supply for sponsoring our scoreboard. Butler Supply in Farmington, keeping the J98 KREI KJF scoreboard lit up tonight. If you're in need of electrical or plumbing products, visit Butler Supply in Farmington today. That's butlersupply.com. So, who won that, Luke? That was deferred to the second half. Looks like Farmington won it and deferred to the second half. And now Farmington will position itself from our right to our left. Fox will move from the left to the right, and Fox will receive the opening kickoff.
Yeah, Farmington wants to come out and make a statement on defense, and seen them do that here in the past couple years. They feel like they got a strong kicking game. Parker Hastings, we talked about him in the pregame. He's coming back for another year, and I think he did a nice job filling in and took the place of Braden Krause, who had a heck of a leg on him. And
yeah,
you know, Parker Hastings came in and I think really came into his own a little bit last year, so excited to see what he's got this year.
Speaking of Parker Hastings, one of our sponsors, Hastings Unlimited.
There you go.
How about that? They should sponsor the kickoff for Parker, huh? Bloomsdale Bank, Kettle Hut Smokehouse, Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling. That business in Farmington, part of our sponsors tonight. And make sure and end every Friday night of football with our End Zone show. We always look forward to that, where all the coaches join us on the End Zone show. It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show on J98 KREI and KJF Radio. Our other games tonight, if you're listening into the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98 tonight, it's Perryville at DeSoto on AM 1400 KJF, Windsor's at St. Pius, and on our web TV game, Seckman is at North County. So Farmington takes the field in kickoff formation. As Luke said, Parker Hastings lining up to do the honors. And the return team for the Fox Warriors, Cade Thomas, one of the deep men, along with Cole Edward. Both of these teams, Luke, exactly 7-4 last year. So we saw that they were both pretty good ball clubs last year, and, well, they both, in fact, won a playoff game last year, Farmington at the Class 4 level and Fox at the Class 6 level. The deep man will be Cole Elwood. And as Luke said, Parker Hastings, a guy that improved the entire year last year, a left-footed kicker. Farmington in their black uniforms with gold numbers and letters. Fox in their white uniforms with the red numbers and letters, and our 2017 football season is underway as Hastings slams this thing three quarters deep in the end zone, and it's time now to meet our starting lineups. All right, let's go ahead and introduce you to the starters for Fox. Gavin McGinnis going to take that first snap at quarterback for this team. Bob Nyberg be the fullback. The tailback in this formation, Cade Thomas. Luke Jokerst is the center. Mason Latimer and Joey Johnson are the guards. Drew Neese and Austin Deering are the tackles. Our starting lineup is brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. Split wide to the left side is Cole Elwood, and McGinnis goes down under center as he already has a motion man going to the right side. Elwood, first and 10, thrown 20-yard line for Fox. The Farmington defense gets set. We'll meet them after this snap. But people are jumping already. It looks like the nose guard, Kobe Edwards, came across the line of scrimmage, so it'll be 5 yards before it ever gets started for the Knights jumping off. Kobe Edwards, the starting nose. The sword or the tackle is Devin Hughes. Anchor or the end, Dylan Allen and Dalton Berg on the other side. Tyson Gray moves up from the safety to the backer spot. Carson Sutton on the other side. In the middle is Colby Barnes. First and 5 for Fox after the 5-yard penalty by the Knights. McGinnis has an I formation. He keeps it. He's going to tuck it in behind his right tackle and nose it up ahead to the 30-yard line. And that'll be a first down for Fox on the 5-yard gain for Gavin McGinnis. First down marker sponsored by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this down and online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. So 5-yard gain for Gavin McGinnis, and Farmington gave him the short field after the, or the short stick anyway, after the penalty. The corners, Adam Kateri, Parker Hastings, they give now up the gut to Nybert. Nybert put it on the ground, but it's covered back up for no gain and that mesh point not working for McGinnis and Nyberg right there. McGinnis gets it for no gain right there. New quarterback in an option attack. Takes a little time.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, saw some motion there on the first play. Got Farmington a little bit confused, jumped off sides there. And you talked about Tyson Gray moving up to the linebacker position. I like that. He's a big, tall athlete. And Gavin Duncan, he was the leading rusher on this team last year, but he's really missing him on the defense.
Fluffy Link running safety, and the give is to Cade Thomas. Cade Thomas off tackle on his right side, but coming over is Colby Barnes, middle linebacker. A gain of 3 yards right there by Cade Thomas. Colby Barnes, 5'7", 185 pounds senior. And Luke, we've seen him in this lineup all the way back to his sophomore year.
He sure has. He's got a lot of experience out there. He's really going to be one of the leaders on this defense. And, you know, he's got to make that play there, and he did. Got in on it.
So a 3 yard gain for Cade Thomas right there. And it brings up the first third down of the game for Fox. They've got a 3rd and 7 from their own 33-yard line. McGinnis under center, straight I formation. Nyberg is the fullback. They'll pitch it to the left side, outside. Thomas looking for the corner, breaks one tackle, slips with another one, and then drives his way forward for an 8-yard gain. And a tough run right there by Cade Thomas to move those sticks again. That was just a straight sweep pitch to the left.
Now you called it just a straight toss sweep there, and Ethan Burke, the defensive end there, he did his job, turned the guy back inside. That linebacker's got to be there to plug that hole, though. But a fresh set of downs for Fox.
1st and 10 as Fox moves the sticks once again. The first down marker. Sponsored by Caldwell Banker, Olsey Real Estate. Quick count right there. And somebody stood up in the backfield, and Colby Barnes is the man handing out a headache right there. A loss of 2 on the head knocker for Cade Thomas.
Yeah, that was a great play. Colby just driving through that line there, met him in the backfield. A nice play on first down for the Farmington defense.
So that's what you're talking about keeping the blockers off your linebackers, huh?
I guess so.
It's a good work by Edwards and Berg. And Burke up front as Barnes runs free and blasts into the backfield. Straight eye formation under center Gavin McGinnis, 2nd and 12. McGinnis hands it off to the fullback. That's Nyberg. Nyberg struggles ahead and picks up the loss yardage plus a couple. Gained 3 right there. And coming up to make the hit is Tyson Gray. Nybert's first carry. And another 3rd down. As it's a 3rd and 8 for Fox. The Farmington defense trying to get off this field on really a pretty warm night if you're in football pads, Luke.
Oh, it sure is. And always these games in the middle of August, they're always brutal. Even on us up here in the booth.
Yeah. Split wide to the right side is Cole Elwood. They've got a tight end off to the left. That's Chase Waters. And it's a play-action fake as McGinnis rolls to his right, and the ball nearly picked off on a good break by Fluffy Link. So good work by the chase men up front. Adam Kateri coming off a quarter, getting some heat on the quarterback, and a good break by Fluffy Link right there to nearly grab the interception, and it'll bring up a punting down for the Fox Warriors.
Yeah, really an overall good defensive series for Farmington. Got off to the rough start with the jump-off sides there, but really settled down there, and like I said, got the pressure on the play-action pass there. And secondary was in great position to break that up.
So Fox moves the ball 24 yards on the opening drive from the 20 out to their 44. And standing back to punt is Braden Williams. And the deep man for Farmington is Cody Wright. Cody, among the fastest players on this team. And a timeout now on the field by Fox. So we'll take it with them. No score as of yet. 9:03 remaining in the first quarter. And Farmington, looks like they'll be awaiting the punt when we come back in 1 minute right here on Super Talk 800. KREI, Farmington.
At Menards, home improvement means saving big because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Exceed your expectations of what makes great paint with Pittsburgh Paramount Exterior Paint. It provides the most advanced protection and true one-coat coverage. A gallon of flat is $34.98 after rebate. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything now at Menards. Nobody beats our prices. Good through August 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Hi, this is your hometown insurance agent, Eric Schweiss. I'd like to show you how State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto coverage. So score one for the home team. Talk to me today, State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, about big league savings for combining home and car coverage. Call State Farm today at 573-760-1000. That's 573-760-1000.
Dominic Monti, the deep snapper for Fox.
And they snap it back to their punter, Williams. Williams getting it off freely. Takes a little Farmington hop, though. And Fox covering it up the 34-yard line. So let's meet the offensive starters for the Knights. Fluffy Link, the quarterback. Dylan Allen going to be the starting fullback. It'll be Cody Wright and Tyson Gray, the wings. And Luke Teddy Bankhead, one of the speedsters, doesn't have enough practice in to play tonight. Needs to get a few more practices. And then Royce Harris, a real up-and-coming sophomore, broke his arm just this past week. He's not in the starting lineup. Plus, a starting lineman, Cole Lawrence, is out with a broken hand. So Farmington's not start the season at full power. But well, we'll see what they have right here. As Parker Hastings is split wide to the left side. Adam Kateri's off to the right. Fluffy Link under center. He's got Mike Simmons as his center. Kobe Edwards, Austin Phelps are the guards. And it's Devin Hughes and Dalton. Looks like a 4 or 5 yard carry.
Yeah, it was a nice play there and a quick decision making there. This option offense, that's really the key there, is timing. And Fluff made a good call.
So Link under center once again. He's got two wings and a fullback. That's Dylan Allen. We saw Dylan Allen come in for Gavin Duncan last year as his understudy. They're doing a little check with me back to the line of scrimmage. 8-14 and counting down in the first. No score. First offensive possession for the Knights. Here's Dylan Allen stuffing his nose right up the middle and a gain of 6 yards for Allen. Good work by Simmons, Phelps, Edwards, and company. That's the offensive line making some room, blasting right up the middle.
Okay, I got that good initial push there. And I'll tell you what, Nathaniel made a great read there and gave it to Dylan. And Dylan just did the rest of the work.
Joey Johnson starting nose guard. Landon Wilson is an end, along with Mason Latimer. We'll give you the rest of the starters coming up in just a moment. Wright, the motion man, they fake it to Allen. Now they pitch it to Cody Wright, and Cody breaks one tackle, now spins his way forward, and Link making some plays right there on a gain of 5 yards. Hey, let's go ahead and meet the rest of the starters as we get our starters sponsored by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss.
Start with the best. This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
All right, Caden Hastings and Dominic Monty, the middle linebackers. Chase Waters, Skyler Faddis are on the outside. The corners are Cade Thomas, Cole Elwood, Cole Bullard, and Gavin McGinnis are the safeties. Fluffy Link back, wants to pass, breaks the pocket. Here he comes to the 50 and then dives forward for just a 3-yard gain. But, Luke, even though he didn't complete it, I like the quick thinking by Link right there, setting up a 3rd and 3 here.
Yeah, we're already seeing some quick decision-making there by Link. He dropped back, the pocket kind of collapsed on him there, so he made the quick decision just to pull it down and run for it and got some yards.
Dylan Allen, the fullback, wide to the right side. Adam Kateri off to the left. That's Parker Hastings. So they're starting wide outs, but Tyson Gray and Cody Wright are going to be interchangeable as wide receivers as well. This is Allen. Allen noses his way forward. He fumbled the football. He fumbled it right at the first down marker, and it is picked up by the Fox Warriors, by Cole Bullard. So the fumble from Allen. And Farmington on its first possession loses it by way of turnover.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to start off the season there. And Farmington kind of got away with one early on the drive there when Nathaniel just happened to be down before he fumbled it. That time Dylan Allen couldn't hold on to it. It looked like the Farmington offensive lineman might recover it, but he just wasn't there in time.
The fumble occurring at 6:48 in the first quarter, and it gives Fox some pretty good field position here. They'll start at their own 44-yard line. It was a relatively low-scoring game last year. It took 5 quarters, essentially. It was an overtime game, and it was 26-20. So only 3 touchdowns apiece by each squad during regulation. Bob Nyberg, that dude is a hammer. Look at that dude. He is packed tight, and he gets the carry and falls forward for a yard. And that is a stout-looking guy, and a good hit that time by Cody Wright, listed at 170 pounds. But Nybert's got to be up there right around 200.
I can tell you what, number 15, there he is. He's got legs look like tree trunks from here. Tell you what, that's a big boy.
He's a returning starter. Look at his thighs, man, just standing here. Got those Earl Campbell-type thighs. 2nd and 8 for Fox. McGinnis out for his second series as the starting quarterback. Chase Waters might come in. They hadn't fully decided who would be their quarterback. Waters, they like him as the tight end as well. Here's a delayed handoff to their I-back this time, and it's Cade Thomas who gets some big running room. And he blasts forward for 8 yards behind his right tackle right through the hash marks. And another first down for the Fox Warriors, brought to us by Caldwell Banker, Halsey Real Estate.
I'll tell you what, that was a nice play by the Fox Warriors there. And I like how Kay Thomas, he just kind of took some time on that delayed, waited for his lineman to open up that hole, and he just hit it real quick.
Now an official's timeout for a water break. We'll take it with them. 6:06 remaining in the first quarter. No score as of yet. The Fox is in Farmington territory. We're back in 1 minute right here on Supertalk 800.
I am Susan Swink, Marketing Director for Heart and Soul Hospice, serving Iron, Madison, Washington, St. Genevieve, and St. Francis counties for over 12 years. Heart and Soul Hospice boasts a quick response to inquiries while being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Heart and Soul Hospice has the knowledge and experience needed to guide you and your family through the hospice journey. To learn more about Heart and Soul Hospice, visit us on Facebook or our website, heartandsoulhospice.com.
Y'all hungry after the game? This is Jeff Kettlehut, owner of Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Come on in to fill your belly after the big game. Better yet, why wait till afterwards? Let me cater your next party with some of my dry rub wings, pulled pork, and other barbecue favorites. Barbecue fresh off the smoker. Here at Kettlehut's, we pride ourselves in having the freshest barbecue around. That's why we keep our smoker running nearly 24 hours a day on 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettlehut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Kate Thomas has it for the Fox Warriors. He cuts back and eludes a tackle, and he's got it out there for an 8-yard game and a pretty good play by, I thought, McGinnis, the quarterback, to ride his fullback all the way through, Luke, and then run it until he met resistance before he pitched it there.
He sure did. Got all the way down to the line of scrimmage there, and that really pulled in those linebackers. Made the long pitch over there to Thomas, and Thomas was able to pick up some yards.
So an 8-yard game, good blocking out along that left side as well. This Farmington defense being tested here after the turnover. Gavin McGinnis under center, fullback Nybert, and then the tailback, Cade Thomas. Thomas gets it. It's a straight lead play, and Thomas is met in the hole and stuffed, but not before he gains 3 yards. That line's getting some pretty good initial push right there. It looked like Thomas was kind of stuffed at the line, but what happened is the line had been reset.
It sure did, and moving really well up front right now, and Fox, you can tell they got a lot of momentum after that turnover.
Jokers, Johnson, Nice, Latimer, Deering. 5 men on the front line, 5:16 and counting down in the first quarter. A swiftly moving game with both of these teams employing a ground game. Nobody's attempted a pass for Farmington. McGinnis has tried just once, nearly threw an interception. Now here's McGinnis straight through the middle, lowers his head. And Cody Wright comes up from his safety spot to bring him down, but not before a 10-yard gain and move the sticks again. Fox starting to rip off chunks of yardage here.
Yeah, and if you're Farmington, you really got to buckle down. I know it's hot out there. Some kids sucking some air. They've been on defense for a while in this game. And I think Gavin McGinnis, talk about this kid playing quarterback. We didn't know if it would be him or Chase Waters, but he's done a nice job leading this Fox offense so far.
He has. He was the understudy last year for Tony Pisoni, so he had a little bit more familiarity and experience at the quarterback spot, and they thought it would be a good idea to give him the game one start here. And movement by Fox that time, and a late flag, but the right call, as Dominic Monti served as the tailback right there. And he was leaning forward and couldn't stop his own lean and kind of stumbled forward before the snap. So scooted back 5 yards for Fox.
You know, you get close to this red zone, these penalties are what can really change the drive. And, you know, Farmington might have caught a break there.
Knights defense, instead of a first and 10, will be a first and 15 now coming up for Fox. That'll reset the line of scrimmage back to about the 29-yard line. The Warriors. Warriors 7-4 last year with an identical record to Farmington. They were 8-3 the year before. So they put together a couple of nice years up there at Fox High. Nybert, the fullback. Monti, the tailback. That's about 230 pounds in front of 215 pounds. This is their jumbo package, and it's a play-action fake, and the quarterback is hit, but he completes it to Nybert. Nybert tackled after a 9-yard gain on the outlet, and a good tackle that time by Wright, but an exceptional play by McGinnis with Fluffy Link all over him.
I tell you what, Link just blitzed into the backfield there, picked it up real quick. McGinnis, young in there, he took the shot, but he completed the pass.
That was a very nice pass by McGinnis. I thought he was going to be sacked, to tell you the truth, Luke.
Yeah, he may have been looking a little bit downfield, but luckily his fullback, Nybert, was right there where he could dump it off to him.
Twins to the left side. The tight end off to the right is Chase Waters. And once again, that jumbo package in the backfield. It's a fake to Nybert. And then the option play is slapped away by Kateri. Great play by Adam Kateri, blasting his way in. Slapped the option pitch away, and it's covered up by Chase Waters all the way back to the 40-yard line. And that's a loss of 21 yards.
I tell you what, another game drive changer right there. We seen him earlier on this drive kind of delay that pitch, got it to him, got it to Thomas. That time he missed Thomas, threw it right behind him. And, you know, what a play. Farmers' defense catching another break here, and, you know, they made that happen.
Terrific play by Adam Kateri, the cornerback coming up to stick the quarterback, but also the wherewithal to slap that ball away from him and backward. Twins over to the left side. The tight end is off to the right. In the slot is Elwood off to the left side. Jake Gowan out there, still the jumbo package in the backfield with McGinnis under center. And the clock has run out on Fox. That'll be a delay of game and turn a 3rd and 25 into a 3rd and 30. And to be honest, it's not a heck of a 3rd and 5 as opposed to a 3rd and 10 is a big difference. But your play call on a 3rd and 25 to a 3rd and 30 is going to be the same.
Yeah, what do we like to say? That's a third and a dough run, maybe?
Yeah,
gotta get the dough run for that first down. Maybe Knoblick.
It is. Not quite to Arnold.
Not quite. No, that'd be going the other way, Jake.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. 2:53 remaining in the first quarter. No score as of yet. 3rd and 30 for Fox. They've got a double tight set this time with one wide receiver to the right side is Cole Elwood. And on a 3rd and 30, they run Nybert straight up the middle. Now, he hammers out some yards, but it's a gain of only 6, bringing up a punting situation. And obviously the Fox coaches that time said, you know what, we might not get the first down, but we're also not going to have a catastrophe. Let's play for some field position here.
Had a nice drive going there, and then a couple miscues really just changed the direction of this drive. And, you know, Farmington looks like they're going to get out of this turnover with a nice defensive stand themselves.
The big play by Adam Kateri right there, rolling up on that option play and slapping the pitch backwards. Farmington is going to play straight D right here rather than having a return man, and now they'll have Cody Wright drop back just a little bit. Here's the punt by Braden Williams. He angles it off to the left side, and it hops into the end zone. Farmington will have the football at their own 20-yard line. 1:54 remaining in this first quarter of play. And it'll be Farmington's second possession on offense. The first one came to a close after they turned it over on a fumble by Dylan Allen. Let's thank State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, State Farm insurance agent Eric Schweiss, sponsoring our starting lineups. I want to thank Heart and Soul Hospice of Farmington and AAA Check Advance in Farmington. They sponsored our coin toss, which we're sure ended up as tails.
Yeah, I'm
so that's
go
what
with
we
that.
Picked. Yep. Yeah. Twins to the left side. That's Kateri and Hastings. And Fluffy Link works from the pistol behind center. The snap rolls through his legs. He stiff arms one man, now two, and manages to turn a bad play into a positive play, Luke, and maybe a late hit along the far sideline. Boy, Link mishandled the snap, and it went through his legs, but he somehow gained 7 yards and maybe 15 more here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you gain that with an athletic quarterback like the Fluff Dog back there. He really scrambled around and was able to get to the sideline, and, you know, the late hit on Fox, you tack on another 15 yards with that. And, you know, Farmington, for so many years, we watched them run that spread offense. They really had that shotgun snap down. This team really doesn't run a whole lot of that, so maybe that's something they don't see a whole lot in practice, and maybe some first-game jitters too.
Kind of an abbreviated shotgun, kind of that pistol formation, and they're going to line up in it the same way here with 1:46 remaining in the first quarter and no score as of yet. 1st and 10 for the Knights, their own 43-yard line. This time the snap is good, and the pitch is to the tailback Wright. Wright gets over to the left sideline, but tell you what, Fox did a nice job of stringing that thing out, especially the defensive end, Landon Wilson, and it was only a gain of 2 for Wright, who is pretty fleet of foot in his own right.
Yeah, we know, we've seen Donovan Howard for a few games last year. They really like to get him to the outside, turn that corner, because he just had that awesome speed, and they feel like Cody Wright's one of them guys, too. If he can get to the corner and turn it around, nobody's going to catch him, so they're trying to make a little space for him there.
One split to the right side, one to the left. Link with a straight give up the gut. This is to Dylan Allen, and a good line push that time. Simmons, Edwards, Phelps, and company. Good work by them on a gain of 5 yards by Dylan Allen. And we saw the Fox offensive line kind of reset that line of scrimmage on their last drive. Farmington did the same thing right there.
Yeah, they sure did. After kind of a, you know, not so much on first down there, Farmington really comes back. Dylan Allen kind of making up for that fumble.
Third and three for the Knights. They've got the ball exactly at midfield. Hastings is the wide receiver off to the left side. It's Eli Lamb over to the right side. And Fluffy Link going to take a couple of steps back once again. And instead of going under center, he'll go in that pistol formation. They're going to roll him to the right side. He throws it on a short route, that time to Cody Wright. And Cody Wright is out across the 40 and then finally tackled at the 37-yard line, a gain of 13. And Link so good at resetting that pocket, Luke.
He sure was. And now they think maybe Wright fumbled that ball after he went down. There's a little discussion over there. But back to the play anyways, like you said, give him a little time. Fluffy Link rolls out to his right there, and his receiver just found the open space, and Wright did a nice job hauling that catch in.
We've seen the Knights put the ball on the ground, Luke, twice after the conclusion of the play and once during the play. Ball security, well, maybe going to be important here. Wide receiver off to the left at Hastings. Once again, it's Lamb to the right side, and a good connection right there as Link completes to Wright. First and 10 for the Knights at the Fox 37-yard line, and a timeout now called by the officials. They don't indicate what it's about, but the Farmington offense coming over here to the near sideline. We've got 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and the officials say, no, come on out. Let's go play some more football. We want to thank Butler Supply in Farmington, My Real Estate in Farmington, and also Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville. Gilster Mary Lee going to bring us our drive recaps. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit packages include miles by the hub, paid downtime, and more. So Link under center, first and 10 at the Fox 37-yard line. The Knights pushing the ball from our right to our left, and now the shadows just over the field, but the folks over on that far sideline still in the sunlight. Gain of two that time by Allen, and he is hit right at the 35-yard line on a good stick that time by Caden Hastings.
And that's how this Farmington offense works, you know, that triple option. You never know which way it's going to come at you and, you know, just kind of wear you down and up the middle, and then maybe they're going to hit you on the outside.
Final play of the first quarter, and the Knights will be looking at a 2nd and 7 as we start the second quarter. No score as of yet on Super Talk 800. We'll be back with your second quarter of play in 1 minute.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Hi, I'm Hannah Cole, and I'm proud to be a Farmington Knight. I'm proud of my school, and so is our family business. Cole's Tractor and Equipment would like to wish all the teams competing this season the best of luck. Being a Knight is about more than just winning. Pride, honor, determination, and a heart that never stops trying, that's what makes a great Knight. In my family, being a Knight is a family tradition that started with my dad. My family bleeds black and gold. Together we are proud to support the Farmington Knights and all they do.
On Super Talk 800, we're getting ready to start the second quarter. Farmington and Fox 0-0. We invite you to go online at MIMOinfo.com. We've got our score stream up. Just kind of scroll across for all the scores. Brought to you by Butler Supply. Hillsborough and Afton tied at 6 in the first. The Jefferson Blue Jays leading Kabul 14-0 in the first quarter. North County leads Sekman 8-0 in our game on MIMOinfo.com. 2nd and 7, and it's Link rolling it to the left side. He has a guy open, but just barely, in a nice deflection that time by Skyler Faddis. Faddis had done a nice job running to cut the angle off that time, and it was going to take quite a bit of a fluffy touch to get that one complete.
He sure did. Rolling out to his left, so it, you know, against his, he had to turn his body to make the throw, and it wasn't a real solid throw there, and Faddis did a nice job breaking up the pass that was intended for Tyson Gray there.
I would think, Luke, that if Farmington can gain some positive yards right here, they might set themselves up in four down territory here.
Yeah, I would think so.
They're at the 34-yard line of Fox. 11:55 remaining in the second quarter. And the motion man is Tyson Gray. Gray gets it off tackle, right side. He is slammed right at the line of scrimmage. Tyson goes nowhere. Landon Wilson jumping in. Mason Latimer there to help out as well. And loss of a yard for Tyson Gray.
And Tyson Gray, you know, we know he's a good athlete, a tall kid, 6'3", over 200 pounds. He probably does his best. His best speed is going down the field there, and just took him a little too long to get going on that one.
So the punter for this team is Cody Wright. Farmington looks like they're interested in going for it right here. Knights on a 4th and 9. Noah Youngie is the fullback for the Knights. Fluffy Link rolls to his left. Wants to air it out. Throws it deep into the end zone. He's got a man open. That's Wright. And he catches it for a touchdown. Wright beat his man deep. And Link lobbed it over the top of the defense for a 35-yard touchdown. And Farmington has the first lead of the season. Knight 6, Fox 0, 11:06 remaining in the second quarter.
Well, that was really a heck of a pass there. Nathaniel Link just sets up, kind of got his body square, threw a great pass there. And Cody Wright just kind of waited for it as it came right over the top of his defender. And what a heck of a play there on fourth down. Tell you what.
First touchdown of the season for the Knights. First touchdown thrown by Link this year. And there's Parker Hastings on for the extra point, the left-footed kicker. What a pass by Link. Snap is good. Hold is down. And Hastings' left foot proves true. Farmington 7, Fox nothing. 11:06 remaining in our second frame. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
Farmington Presbyterian Manor is celebrating its 55th anniversary. Let's go back in time with them together to 1962 when Farmington Presbyterian Manor became a part of Farmington Heritage. Come on out and celebrate with them on August 26th from 10 until 2. There's going to be plenty of food, fun, and vendors. Follow the music and fun to 500 Casey Street in Farmington. They're hosting a car show, fun activities for the kids, and music. Also visit the Farmington Presbyterian Facebook page for more details. They'll look forward to celebrating with you.
A beautiful ball by Fluffy Link results in 6 for the Farmington Knights. And Farmington takes the first lead of this 2017 season, 7-0 over Fox, 11:06 remaining in this second quarter of play. And yes, the two teams battled through a scoreless first quarter. Parker Hastings, boy, I sure liked his kickoff to start the game. Luke, he's back on again to do the same.
Yeah, got a real strong leg there. And you know, we talked about Farmington going for it on fourth down, but I'm so sure Parker Hastings doesn't have him in him to kick a 35-yard field goal.
Yeah, it was a 4th and 9, wasn't it, that they got that touchdown on? Yeah, a 4th and 9, and they go 35 yards for the score. Great job. Cole Elwood is the deep man, but last time Parker Hastings put the kickoff into the end zone. This time doesn't look quite that long as Elwood grabs it at his own 10. He's angling to his right side, our far side. Turned back in and brought down. And a good special teams tackle right there by Carson Hall. Let's go ahead and review the drive, courtesy of Gilster, Mary Lee. Look what the touchdown drive looked like there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Farmington making amends for fumbling on their first possession. Their second possession, much better. Started at the 20-yard line, and it just took 9 plays and ended up on a fourth and long play there. Nathaniel, don't call him Nathan, Fluffy Link. Sets up at the 35-yard line, throws a great pass to Cody Wright for the touchdown. And, you know, what a way to cap off that drive.
And how long was the drive?
80 yards.
80 yards. Good drive for the Knights. And Farmington going to be forced to call a timeout because they're running a player off the field. And I think the officials may have said, no, okay, so it is going to be a Farmington timeout. So 10:58 remaining in the second quarter. And our drive recap brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package includes miles, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas, and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or go online at Gilster Mary Lee. unicobank.com. We might have an early candidate for our Unico Bank play of the game, Luke.
I'll tell you what, they don't get much prettier than that one. That was that's why we like to come out here on Friday nights and watch high school football for some spectacular plays. And every season there's nothing short of seeing a few of them, I hear.
Of course, if this game ends up with a deflected touchdown pass in overtime, then it might supersede the early score.
Yeah.
We'll see, huh? So the Knights come back out on defense. Link has thrown a touchdown pass now. He almost had an interception on the first defensive stand, Luke. So first and 10 for Fox. They've got it at their own 27-yard line. Nybert is the fullback. Zach Bloomer, the speedster. He's the fastest guy on this team at about a 4.7 or a 4.6 40. He's going to dot the I in the backfield. Nybert shoves his way forward, and a couple of Farmington tacklers kind of hold on for a ride right there. Good, tough runner. And Parker Hastings there to help out. Dylan Allen.
Dylan Allen was the first to meet him there, but Nybert kind of took him for a little ride there.
15 yards for Nybert on four carries, so averaging almost four per. Second and six upcoming for Fox. Fox moving it from their right hash mark, from our right to our left side. And Nybert gets the give again, and this time he slams his way over the top of four, five, six would-be tacklers. And a great carry by Nybert of 16 yards.
And Dylan Allen holding on there to bring him down. That time Nybert took Allen for about, like you said, 16 yards. Tell you what, this guy, he gets a full head of steam. It's hard to bring him down.
We've seen this type of guy before. Drew Harlow for Central a couple of years ago.
Tell you what,
Nathan Cummings for Festus a few years back.
Absolutely.
Seen some hammers.
Gavin Duncan was kind of like that. You know, he was hard to bring down, man. Just a tough runner.
You're right. Gavin Duncan last year for Farmington. First and 10 for Fox. They work with it on their own 47. Nybert still the fullback right here, and why not? And this time the give is to Bloomer with Nybert as the lead blocker. Fluffy Link brings him down. Gain of three. First carry of the game for Bloomer. Zach is spelled Z-A-double-K. I think that might be the first time I've seen that one. Bloomer's B-L-U-M-E-R. Z-A-double-K on that one. 9:40 remaining in the first half. 7-0 Farmington on top. Stay tuned for your Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up, where we recap all the scores from around the area and have highlights from our broadcast games. Nybert once again slams his way right behind his right guard, Drew Neese. He's bigger than most of his linemen. He pushes it ahead for 3 yards.
And you see, we've seen Fox kind of go to the air a few on that last drive a few times. This time they're just getting a healthy dose of the running game. And Bob Nybert, he's leading the way.
Yep, and he's the guy that caught the only completion for them, too, on what I thought was a terrific pass by McGinnis. McGinnis looked like he was going to get buried on a blitz from Link. Parker Hastings is out on an island to the left side, matched up with Jake Gowan, the wide receiver. Man in the slot is Elwood. But the give in the backfield goes to Dominic Monti, and he sprints down the right sideline, gets into the clear to the 20, to the 10, breaks the tackle at the 5-yard line, and he's in for the score. Dominic Monti, with his first run of the game, goes 45 yards down the right sideline, and we've got a 1-point game, Farmington 7, and now Fox 6 at the 8:44 mark of the second quarter.
I think Farmington got caught sleeping on that one there, just kind of a ground, like a slow ground and pound game there, and then Monty, he takes the handoff and he hit the hole quick there. Before you knew it, he was in the secondary, and Cody Wright couldn't even keep up.
Dominic Monty, his first carry goes for 45 yards, and it's a touchdown for Fox. And now a try for the extra point, and that thing was nearly blocked by Wright, but instead it sails through, and we're all tied at 7. 8:44 remaining in the first half of play. Farmington 7 and Fox 7. We're back in a minute with your kickoff right here on Super Talk 800.
Y'all hungry after the game? This is Jeff Kettlehut, owner of Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Come on in to fill your belly after the big game. Better yet, why wait till afterwards? Let me cater your next party with some of my dry rub wings, pulled pork, and other barbecue favorites. Barbecue fresh off the smoker. Here at Kettle Huts, we pride ourselves in having the freshest barbecue around. That's why we keep our smoker running nearly 24 hours a day on 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Have you stopped by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately? Well, if not, you really should. Hi, this is Mark Toti, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of the furniture in my house comes from Patsy's Furniture. I have an awesome recliner and a sofa that I am in love with. I also have brand new bedroom furniture that is totally amazing. I go to Patsy's Furniture for a lot of different reasons, though. One is the selection, and trust me, there's a lot of that to choose from. And it's quality furniture, too, with brand names that you know and trust. And then there's Jamie and Chris, the owners. You talk about people you can trust and work with, that's them in a nutshell. They'll treat you right and work with you to get you what you need at a price that will keep you smiling. Heck, their great customer service works all the way down to their delivery guys, who are really cool. Hey, I wouldn't tell you to go shop at a place if I didn't totally trust the people there and believe in what they're doing. At Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, they do things the right way. That's why it's really easy for me to say, you'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Jack Weiss hits a high, high kickoff, and it's just barely picked up by Tyson Gray, who comes back through the middle, breaks a tackle, and brings it across the 40 to the 43-yard line. Our kickoff sponsor, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. And Luke, let's take a look at that Gilster Mary Lee touchdown drive by Fox.
It sure was. It was a great rebound drive there for the Fox Warriors as they took the ball from the 27-yard line in just six plays, the ground and pound game, and it was a 45-yard sprint from Monty that capped it off. Nobody was catching him, 73 yards, and they tied it up 7-7.
At the 8:39 mark now of this first half of play, Fluffy Link comes down under center. The Farmington offense doing a nice job last time. Link pulls the football out of the gut of Allen and then stumbles his way down the line of scrimmage. They're going to say a late hit or a face mask afterwards, so even though Link was tackled behind the line of scrimmage, Farmington might have a chance to move the sticks after the call there. Link comes back up, breathing heavy.
He did take a shot there, and it was probably a little late. And the second time, Fox has been flagged for that personal foul there and given up. And it's a lot. That's 30 yards already in this game.
And both times the hit has been on Link. The first time he was out of bounds on the far sideline. This time just right along that right hash mark. So Link comes back down under center. He's got Dylan Allen as his fullback. Cody Wright is the wingback to his right side. And one wide receiver off to the left as Farmington kneels down to complete the snap. A timeout taken by the Fox defense. So 8:30 remaining in the first half of play. Farmington 7, Fox 7. We'll be back right after this one-minute pause on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmington Presbyterian Manor is celebrating its 55th anniversary. Let's go back in time with them together to 1962 when Farmington Presbyterian Manor became a part of Farmington Heritage. Come on out and celebrate with them on August 26th from 10 until 2. There's going to be plenty of food, fun, and fenders. Follow the music and fun to 500 Casey Street in Farmington. They're hosting a car show, fun activities for the kids, and music. Also visit the Farmington Presbyterian Facebook page for more details. They'll look forward to celebrating with you.
Off the gut to Dylan Allen for the Knights on first down right there. So bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Knights. They've got it at the 41-yard line of the Fox Warriors. Luke, just like last year, looks like a couple of pretty evenly matched teams early on anyway.
It sure was, yeah. Each team still trying to figure out what they got right now, and like I said, it's pretty evenly matched here on the ball field tonight.
Gray and Wright, the wingbacks here, one wide to each side as well, and another flag. And this is going to be, well, the official indicates a timeout called by the Knights. So all of a sudden we've had a lot of conferences and meetings in our ball game. 7:47 remaining in the first half of play. We'll step aside again. We're tied at 7. We're back in a minute on Super Talk 800.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Hi, Paul Hale at New Era Bank. Has your bank made avoiding fees on your checking account difficult? New Era Bank wants to make your life simpler, and we think it should start with your checking account. At New Era Bank, we still offer a free checking account with paper statements. No minimum balances, no other requirements. Visit any of our locations in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or our website at www.newerabank.com for more information. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
And Fluffy Link airs one out down the right sideline, intended for Adam Kateri. Kateri getting in a good diving effort, but can't catch up with it. Brings up a third and seven for the Knights. They've got the nose of the ball just outside of the 41-yard line of the Fox Warriors. Farmington was a little bit further down the field on their last possession when they scored on a 35-yard touchdown pass on fourth and nine. Now they're at the 41, but it looks like Joey Johnson's going to help the cause of the Knights as he fires off the ball early from his nose guard spot. Luke, the biggest complaint I ever hear from coaches on a penalty is when your nose guard jumps offside. The ball is inches from his face.
Yeah, he's just firing to get in that backfield there. And tell you what, Fluffy Lane, he's not afraid to throw it down the field, is
he? He's not. Third and two for the Knights. So Dylan Allen's been a pretty good bet to gain 2 yards whenever he's gotten the football. Link as well. But Farmington hasn't been bad in between the tackles. Plus, maybe you think about four down territory right here as well if you don't get it. And Link keeps it this time. He slices through one would-be tackler and shoves his way up ahead for a 4-yard gain.
Well, how huge was that penalty now there? Yeah. Fox really put Farmington in a prime position, and Fluffy Link just taking it over the right guard, the right tackle there, picking up the first down.
And now the Knights, too, Luke, are in four-down territory, as they've demonstrated on their last possession. 7:38 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 7, and the Knights looking for more points here. Wide to the left side, Parker Hastings. Off to the right, that's Kateri. In the backfield, Dylan Allen. Your wings are right and gray. Fluffy Link looks over to the right sideline to get the play call. The play clock, though, still has not started as the officials haven't begun the countdown, and now they do. A humid night here in Farmington, and a reading right now of 81 degrees, 83 when the game started. Farmington going to throw a little bluff motion at this Fox defense in order to see the response, and now they'll reset right along that right wing. Link under center. Keeps it once again, cuts to the middle of the field. He's surrounded by Warriors that time. I thought they did a pretty good job just to get the 2 yards right there, Luke. He had three tacklers as soon as he pulled that football.
Yeah, he made the quick decision to pull it out of Allen's get there, and, you know, he just had nowhere to go. Found a little bit of room just to dive forward there. Nice job by the Fox defense, though, to kind of close that down.
So second and 8 upcoming. Valley Catholic Warriors leading St. Vincent 14-0. St. Pius over Windsor 6-0. You can find that score stream scoreboard online at MIMOinfo.com. Link back to pass. He has a man over on that left flag route. Instead, he'll keep the football and stumble forward down to the 26-yard line. Boy, he had Tyson Gray coming wide open on a flag route, Luke, over on that left side of the field. A gain of 4, though, by the Fluff.
Yeah, he kind of dropped back there, stumbled a little bit in his drop back, and I wonder if that didn't throw his timing off just a little bit. Definitely some pressure in the backfield, too, made him have to step up a little bit early.
Third and 4. We've got a good target, too, and Tyson Gray at 6'3 or 6'4. Long arms, has a good catch radius. Allen going to be the fullback here on third and 4. Link back to pass once again. Under pressure, tries to break the pocket, but he is thrown down by Landon Wilson. I think the Farmington coaches were hoping for a face mask call right there, but the officials did not see one, and Landon Wilson throws him for a 7-yard loss.
The Fluffy Link, 5'10", 180-pound senior. He can hold his own, but Landon Wilson, 6'2", 230, defensive end. He came around in a hurry and just knocked Nathaniel down.
And that guy moves at a rapid pace, too. Well, the Knights got a touchdown on a 4th and 9 from the 35 on their last possession. Now they've got a 4th and 11 at the 33. Link rolling to the left side, under pressure once again. Steps back, tucks it, retucks it. Wants to run for the first down, but won't get there. He'll wind up 3 yards short on a gain of 8. So Link basically got the yardage that was lost back on the scramble, but was not able to move the sticks. And a good stop by the Fox Warriors right there. 5:28 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 7. Well, right now we're on pace for a lower scoring game than we had last year when it was 26-20 in overtime. And the officials take a timeout because of the heat. 5:28 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 7. We're back in a minute to Hale Memorial Stadium in Farmington on KREI.
As with most Pioneers, they're destined to be replaced by something better. And the ATV has been supplanted by an all-purpose Intimidator UTV. Hi, I'm Jason Fleeg with Fleeg's Equipment. Now in Ledington, the Intimidator makes it a clear-cut victory for the utility task vehicle. First of all, the new Intimidator UTV model sports a brilliant 800cc engine for a considerably greater speed. It'll be up and running and out the gates faster than almost any other model on the market. The Intimidator is made with the confidence of American experts. Intimidator is perfect for camping, recreational events such as hunting, and as farm application equipment. There's ample storage space with enough seats in the 4x4 option for a small family. Because the Intimidator tagline is work, hunt, play. It'll power you through the toughest field jobs without breaking down and costing you time and money. Come and see why it's the most talked about ATV on the market. Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
Fox touched the ball. That was Dominic Monty's only carry of the game, and he went 45 yards for a touchdown. See who Gavin McGinnis has been the quarterback so far for this team. He fakes it to Bob Nybert, now puts the pitch on the ground, and instead of going after the ball, the tailback looked to see who was coming, and by that time, Farmington had recovered it. Cade Thomas was looking to see who was coming after him and lost the ball, and Ethan Burke knifed in to get the fumble recovery. Farmington football at the Fox 15-yard line.
Heck of a job by Ethan. Heads up, and I tell you what, just a mistake by Thomas there to take the second to look up there. Yeah. Ethan Burke, the junior, he's getting the start on defensive line right now. Did a great job, and what a huge turnover recovery for the Farmington defense.
Boy, if you're the Knights offense, Luke, you got to say, hey, we got to punch this in. You're not going to get many chances like this. 5:22 remaining in this first half of play, and the Knights have it 1st and 10 at the Fox 15-yard line. Link rolling to his right, looking into the end zone. Now he is stuck at the 15-yard line. There's Big Joey Johnson putting him on his tail. A gain of just a yard by Link. Link, who we saw, Luke, last year as a guy that had pretty quick reaction times and a quick release, he's thinking about it a little bit more in this game.
I was going to say the same thing, Chad. It seems like these last couple pass plays, he's just taking a little bit too long. I thought Cody Wright was open across the middle there, heading towards the end zone. He's got to be a little bit quicker there. He's just thinking he's trying to overthink it.
And we saw Tyson Gray wide open on a flag route on the last possession as well. Parker Hastings wide to the left side. Knight's going to run a two-wing set right here. And as Farmington goes in motion, the Fox defense whistles for the timeout. So 2nd and 9 upcoming for the Knights. 4:38 remaining in this first half. We're tied at 7. And let's step aside for just 30 seconds during this timeout right here on KREI.
When the moon hits.
Looking for a taste of Italy? Well, look no further than Mario's Italia in downtown Farmington. Mario's serves the best Italian food in the area, pizza, pasta, salads, and sub sandwiches. With large portions, the freshest ingredients, and a friendly staff, Mario's Italia is sure to satisfy you. They can even cater your next special occasion. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner, Mario's Italia is located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Staff. Luke, this Fox defense has done a pretty nice job of getting pressure on Link without blitzing, and that's leaving a lot of guys in coverage, making it hard for Fluffy to figure out where he wants to throw the ball.
He sure has, and maybe that's something the coaches talk about in this timeout, is about a little bit quicker decision making.
Dylan Allen is the fullback, and they'll take Allen right up the gut. Allen, Luke, it appeared that he was surprised at how big the hole was. As he got through, he was preparing for contact and then stumbled at the 10.
Sometimes them fullbacks are just looking for somebody to run over, and when there's nobody there, it does take you a little bit of surprise, and he did a nice job finishing off that run.
Good work by the offensive front for the Knights. Now Farmington, you would think, would be in field goal position as well, but they'd like to finish this one with a touchdown. Third and five from the 10-yard line of Fox. Allen, once again, is the fullback. He looks for a hole off tackle on the right side, but gains only 2 yards, bringing up a fourth and three.
Sure was, and not usually the play you're going to see Allen run there. As he, like I said, went off tackle. It almost looked like he had a pitch man there himself, but just took it up off the hip of his, between his right guard and his tackle.
The Knights with a new man in at a wing. That's Logan Hudson, running the last two plays in at the wingback spot. And now a timeout by Farmington. We're going to keep it right here. Luke, fourth and three for the Knights. The one pass completion that really produced great results was when they were had Fluffy Link on the move. Now, when they do that, he has the skills to run the ball as well. I wonder if that's what you do here, maybe one of those run-pass options for a good kind of multi-purpose quarterback.
Well, it's on the ball's on the right hash mark right now, so they'd probably roll him out to his left. Yeah. We've seen him throw that touchdown rolling out to his left, so we know he's got the capability there. It'd also give him a little bit more time to, but he's got to make that quick decision because sometimes them receivers are only open for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what the brain trust Derek Eves and company put in motion. Well, Derek Eves did a nice job of adjusting after the change in philosophy. He's been the offensive coordinator for a long time and ran the spread for a long time, and Eric Kruby said, I want an option attack. And so the timeout was called in order for Farmington to line up in field goal position. This will be a 25-yard field goal attempt by Parker Hastings. The holder is Fluffy Link. Farmington looks for the lead at the 3:45 mark of the second quarter. Hastings' extra point looked good earlier. The snap, though, is bad, and Fluffy Link grabs the football, and now he is surrounded by Fox defenders, now throws it in traffic. There's a flag on the play, but that thing was blown up early on as the snap just rolled back to Link, never giving him a good chance to grab the ball and set it. Now, if this is a penalty against Fox, that would be monstrous, Luke, because it would give Farmington a first down at about the 5-yard line.
Well, Eric Kruppe, he seems to think it is against Fox, and we're waiting for the ruling still.
It's a motion penalty against the defense. A strange penalty against the defense, and one that could prove costly. In fact, write that one down, because in a low-scoring affair on a botched field goal attempt, the Knights get the ball first and goal at the 5-yard line of the Fox Warriors. Boy, that's a potentially just huge, huge call.
Oh, and what a deflating play there. Nothing to do with the play, just a miscue, a motion penalty. You haven't seen a lot of those, especially
on
special
the defense,
teams.
Yeah.
And, wow, and giving Farmington a fresh set of downs and another shot, another four downs to put it in here.
So the ball just outside of the 4-yard line for the Knights. The Knights have demonstrated the capability of just ramming it up the middle for 4 yards if they get a couple of tries here. See what they do. Fluffy Link, though, he's back in that pistol formation. Gets the snap. They're going to go wide this time to Cody Wright. Cuts back. Noses toward the end zone. He's down to the one and inside the one, and that's where he stopped. Boy, Fox got tough just right at the goal line. It's a gain of 4 for Cody Wright.
I'll tell you what, just a quick pitch there to Wright, trying to get him in some open space, utilize Cody's speed. He saw an opening there and cut it back inside and almost got over the goal line. But Fox made the stand right there at about the half-yard line.
So a ball, what, nose of the football hook is just right outside of the goal line. 3:05 remaining in this first half. We're tied at 7. Fluffy Link going to come up to the line of scrimmage. Dylan Allen right behind him. And the Fox defense all loaded up right under center. Fluffy keeps it, bolts to the right side, and gets in for a touchdown. Link from 1 yard out. So one through the air and one on the ground for the Fluffmeister. And the Knights are back on top by a touchdown. 13-7 at the 2:53 mark of the first half.
You know, wait for Farmington to capitalize on that opportunity they were given there. And tell you what.
The largest selection of in-stock carpet and cabinetry in the area. This month, take advantage of glass tile and mosaic starting at $4.99 a square foot or 30% off in-stock granite vanity tops with the purchase of a regular priced vanity. How about 20% off in-stock carpet and area rugs? That's Hood's Discount Home Center, where you'll find everything you need to make your house look great. Locations in Farmington, Festus, House Springs, and St. Louis. Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And absolutely, you've got a great selection of on-the-road or off-the-road vehicles at Midwest Sports Center, but you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. We have financing as low as 0%. It's free money, Mark. Stop by and see us at Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Missouri, right next door to Redfield Collision Center.
For on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. See them today right off Highway 67 in Farmington.
Martin Hastings on for his third kickoff, and he's booted one into the end zone and one to the 10-yard line. Cole Elwood has been the deep man for Fox. Hastings just now pounding through the extra point. He's 2 for 2 in PATs in this game, and Farmington leads 14-7 after the 1-yard touchdown run by Fluffy Link. And this is a kickoff that comes down at the 8-yard line, and Elwood has a hole, middle return, and he's got an avenue to go through. He's in the midfield. He's to the 40. Hastings trying to track him down to the 20, to the 10-yard line, and the kicker, Parker Hastings, finally grabs him at the 8, but not before an 84-yard touchdown return, not a touchdown return, but a kickoff return to set Fox up now deep in Farmington territory. And Luke, let's do a quick recap of that touchdown drive by the Knights, brought to us by Gilster Mary Lee.
Well, the Knights didn't have far to go. They got the ball on the Fox 15-yard line after a fumble by the Warriors. And after four downs, the Knights looked like they were going to take it and try a field goal attempt on a botched field goal attempt. Fox gave them another chance with a motion penalty on fourth down. Anyways, Nathaniel Link put it in for 1 yard out. It puts the Knights up 14-7, but Fox is threatening.
It's that jumbo package with Nyber in front of Monty in the backfield. They give it to Monty, and Monty is stood up, and I mean stood up, at the line of scrimmage. Huge hit that time by Austin Phelps, 6'1", 245. And you talk about a pile up of the game. Whew. Pile of the game brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today, or call Austin Phelps, one
I'll
of the
tell you
two.
What, there, and you know, talk about Parker Hastings saving the touchdown on that kickoff return there. That could be huge.
A loss of two by Monty right there, and what a hit. Now Monty gets positive yardage this time as he carries it down inside of the 6. So a gain of 4, and this will bring up a 3rd and goal.
That was a big boy, Bob Niebert there, I think.
Oh, was that Niebert? Was that Niebert? Okay.
Niebert. Yeah, it took about 5 Farmington players to bring him down or stop him. I don't think he actually went down.
He's got trunks now. He's got, like, waists for legs.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Randall Johnson subbing in as an offensive lineman. The ball's just outside of the 5. So 3rd, call it, oh, probably 5.5. 3rd and goal for Fox. And if the Knights can come up with a stop here, Parker Hastings might have the play of the game after tracking down Elwood on that kickoff return. And now it's a delay of game against Fox. Luke, they had burned through all of their timeouts, and now they don't get the play in time.
I'll tell you what, just a couple of miscues here in the 2nd quarter, and Fox really shooting themselves in the foot here.
Fox fumbles the ball on an option, and then instead of recovering it, they look for Farmington players that are trying to come after it. Then they have a motion penalty on defense to keep a drive alive for Farmington. Now a delay of game as they're working on a 3rd and goal from the 6. Wide to the right side is Jake Gowan. And once again, it's that jumbo package in the backfield. Now it's a pass right over the middle for a touchdown. And what a good play call as Landon Wilson lines up as the tight end. And McGinnis hits him right over the middle for the 10-yard touchdown pass. 14-13. And Fox an extra point away from tying it up with 106 remaining in the first half.
Landon Wilson playing the big defensive end on the other side of the ball. Had a big hit on Nathaniel Link. That time playing the tight end role there. Just straight down the middle there. And Gavin McInnes, tell you what, put it right on the numbers. And Wilson just rolled over right to the end zone.
Landon Wilson is a defensive end, 6'2", 230. But he showed a good pair of hands there. Yeah. He got hit a few times as he grabbed that ball.
Kind of reminds me of J.J. Watt playing a little bit defensive end. Or tight end.
A 10-yard touchdown catch. And now Jack Weiss is on to try to tie it up. Fox had a little bit of trouble getting their extra point kick off in time last time, and there was some good pressure by Cody Wright. Here comes Wright again, but not there in time, and the kick has plenty on it, and we're all tied up now at 14 apiece. So 106 remaining in this first half, and we're all tied at 14. Back with your kickoff in 1 minute right here on KREI Farmington.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes...
We recently caught up with a happy client of Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
We've sold houses and bought houses with Kim Hudson. We've been very impressed with her professionalism and her knowledge. We've received her personal attention on almost a daily basis. She's always available for questions and has made us feel like her only client. Kim is gifted, talented, and knows the Farmington area very well. She has a talent for getting to know her clients and finding that right home for them. We would highly recommend Kim and all the other agents at Caldwell Banker with complete confidence.
Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this town.
One minute and 6 seconds remaining in the first half. We're tied at 14. Both teams score a touchdown in their last possession on very short fields. Farmington gets their short field after a Fox turnover, and then Fox returning it all the way back down inside of the Farmington 10. The kickoff team quickly gets on the field for Fox, and I'm not sure they were all set. When you line up, the official actually has to blow his whistle to indicate that you're ready. And Fox just ran out on the field and then quickly just kicked it before that. And then so they're going to get called for a legal procedure here. And, you know, maybe in the middle of a quarter or depending on game situations, that's not a huge big deal. But Fox, Luke, doesn't kick the ball long to begin with. And with only 106 remaining in this first half, field position is at an absolute premium. So maybe another stake by Fox could help out the Knights.
Like I said, Fox, on their last touchdown drive, only ran a minute and a half off the clock there before they scored. So Farmington, if they get some good field position, they got plenty of time to make something happen.
Jack Weiss kicking it for Fox, and he kicks it short and high. Tyson Gray grabs it at his own 27-yard line, runs by one man, now two. Tyson Gray to the 50, and he is tackled by the kicker. But Farmington with good field position. Jack Weiss brought him down. Weiss was really the only man between Gray and the end zone. Let's do a touchdown drive recap, courtesy of Gilster Mary Lee, Luke.
Well, another short drive. Didn't have far to go after the big return on Fox's side. They started at the Farmington 9-yard line. A couple of penalties. Looked like they might blow that opportunity, but a 10-yard pass from McInnes to Landon Wilson, the big tight end, ties this game up 14.
Link with only four pass attempts in this game. Let's see if they turn him loose here. The Knights only have one timeout, so one way to manage the clock is through the passing game. But the Farmington attack built mostly on the ground. So we'll see what the decision-making is here as Link is back to pass. Breaks the pocket, rolls to his right, wants to pick up a block, now throws it long. He tells Tyson Gray to get behind the defender and then tried to throw it long and over the top of everybody, but the pass was incomplete. Now, after we explain all that, there's a flag on the far side of the field.
Yeah, had a lot of time, a lot of running around back there. That's whenever you usually see a hold on the offensive line.
Yeah.
We'll see what they're going to call here.
Most of Link's, well, not only pass attempts, but most of the plays where it's a designed pass and he ends up breaking the pocket are scrambles by him. We haven't seen him throw, what, maybe one ball while in the pocket?
Yeah, he's dropped back on an earlier pass and then overshot a man going down the seam, but a lot of them, he likes to make plays happen on the outside.
51 seconds remaining in the first half. Tyson Gray getting a little equipment help right there by Cody Wright. Link goes down under center. Second and 10 for the Knights. Wright bluffs some motion from the right to the left side. Now he'll reset. And the play clock at 13 with the Farmington offense all looking over at the coaches. There's a lot of room for Adam Kateri on a skinny post if they want to run him over on that right side as he's on an island right there. He fakes going inside, comes back outside. This is Cody Wright. Cody Wright breaks one tackle, breaks two. Cody Wright slams his way down to the 20-yard line. A completion of 24 yards, and Cody Wright made it happen.
Yeah, just a quick hitch right down the seam there. And, you know, Fluffy Link made the quick decision. We talked about him needing to be a little bit quicker in his decision-making. There he did, and Cody Wright made the rest happen. Some open space.
Link has three completions in this game, Luke. They are all to Cody Wright. And now Farmington just throws the ball on the ground and clocks this thing. Then the nose guard with a hand to the chin of Mike Simmons, but no call there. 72 yards in passing for Fluffy Link. He is 3 of 5, and every single one of those yards has gone to Cody Wright. Well, Parker Hastings has enough leg from here, Luke. We know that. Just be accuracy, and can you get it off? Now, Farmington would like to score a touchdown here, no doubt, as Link, once again, runs right on a fake motion, 41 seconds remaining in the first half, and it's a 2nd and 10 from the 21-yard line of Fox. Link can't handle the snap, but then he regains it. And now he's got a wide field off to the left. He's going to be off to the races. Link to the 15. Link trying to get out of bounds at the 10, and he does so. Fluffy Link dodged to his right side, and as he looked back to his left, the entire defense had vacated the wide side of the field on the left because of his scramble to the right, and he is very near first down yardage. But they're going to put the sticks just shy. Now he got out of bounds, so call it a gain of 9 for Link. 30 seconds even remaining in this first half. You want the clock to stop, of course, but you want the first down as well. And Farmington has less than a yard to go for first down yardage as they have the football just outside of the 10-yard line of the Fox Warriors. We're tied at 14. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Link's back to pass. He wants to scramble again. Looks to the end zone. Fires! Touchdown, Knights! Fluffy Link, 2 times through the air! And for the 2nd time, the pass is complete for a touchdown to Mr. Cody Wright. This time from 11 yards out. Farmington on top by a TD, 20-14, with only 24 seconds remaining in the first half.
Yeah, well, a great play, great series there with less than a minute to go for Farmington's offense, and Wright and Link really getting a connection going right now. Cody had a big play there earlier on this drive, and right there just found some open space in the back of the end zone. Nathaniel Link just took the time, and Fluffy hit him, Cody in the back.
You know what made that happen, Luke, is that offensive line, because Link had the time to scramble, to reset, to look back into the end zone as his wide receiver was running along that back line, and the line never let anybody through. Boy, has Link done a great job as a holder as well. That's the 3rd time one has rolled into him, and he set it up for Hastings. Parker kind of starts, stops, and starts again and puts it through for the score. So 21-14, Farmington leads, and the job, Luke, for the Knights here is not to allow an 84-yard return on the kickoff.
Well, absolutely, Chad, and really, that penalty on Fox in the kickoff, you know they don't have a long kicking game anyways, really set Farmington up with that short field, and Farmington translated that to the points and looking to take a lead into the halftime.
And part of that was the procedure penalty that they had when they tried to kick it off on the 1st time. Fox certainly has made some errors tonight that has assisted Farmington. We're going to keep it right here during this timeout, as we have only 24 seconds remaining in this first half, and Farmington leads 21-14. We'd like to thank Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, the Soap Lady Bonterre, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and Coldwell Banker or Halsey Real Estate in Farmington. We broadcast, in fact, from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Did you know that? You like the new digs here?
Yeah, I know.
Mineral Area College broadcast booth.
I tell you what, we did. We got moved around a little bit this year. I didn't know where. I thought maybe you would just ditch me. When I first got here.
Some sweet accommodations.
But
it'd be nice for Hastings to slam this one into the end zone again, wouldn't it?
All right, sure. It doesn't seem like kicking this direction. He's had as much on it. Maybe can't tell if there's a little bit of a breeze out there tonight or not. Doesn't feel like it.
No, Hastings hit the 1st one into the end zone. The last couple though have been shy. This time it's a squib, and it's bouncing up in the air. It's a short kickoff off of the squib, and it's taken by the up man for Fox, Alex Bruns. He's taken down at the 39-yard line. 19 seconds remaining in this first half, and Farmington playing the old prevent defense right here.
Yeah, they are, and we haven't seen a whole lot. We saw the touchdown pass on the last drive, McInnis, but we really haven't seen him stretch the field, look to go down there, so not sure how much of a threat that's going to be right now, and be interesting to see what Fox decides to do with this series.
I was impressed by the catch by Landon Wilson on that touchdown.
Yeah, the big guy brought it down, that's for sure.
Big defensive end and got hit a couple of times. Still came down with the ball. Last moment substitution for the Knights, Tommy Keel coming on the field. It's going to be a straight quarterback keeper now, and it's a gain of 13 yards by Gavin McInnis. But Fox is out of timeouts. So now McGinnis is back in positive yardage with 7 net yards. He lost 21 yards earlier when the ball was snapped and he lost it going the other way. 11 seconds remaining in this first half. And once again, it is a keeper by McGinnis. He's tackled after a 2-yard gain. And that should be the final play of the first half as the clock counts down. And the Farmington Knights go into the locker room with a 1-touchdown lead, 21-14, as they score in the final minute of the first half of play. We'll have your stats and have a little discussion on the side of the halftime. But we're going to send it back to the studio and Sean Malone with your Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up next. At the half, it's Farmington 21 and Fox 14.
Hi, I'm Beth Mel.
And I'm Allison Sheets. Together, we offer free career services at Mineral Area College.
Whether you're planning your career or trying to figure out how to maximize the one you have, come see us at Mineral Area College.
And while you're here, register for fall semester. Classes start August 21st.
Call 573-431-4593 to get started.
Mineral Area College is
your next step.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is teamwork. Innovative Warehousing, a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehouse and Distribution in Farmington.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MyMoInfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
It's the halftime show, the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Sean Malone here with you. The score at the half. Farmington with a late score to take a 21-14 lead. We'll tell you how it got there. It was a defensive struggle early on with Farmington making up for an early turnover, scoring a touchdown on fourth down. A 35-yard pass from Nathaniel Link to wide receiver Cody Wright put the Knights on the board.
But the give in the backfield goes to Dominic Monti, and he sprints down the right sideline, gets into the clear to the 20, to the 10, breaks the tackle at the 5-yard line, and he's in for the score. Dominic Monti, with his first run of the game, goes 45 yards down the right sideline, and we've got a 1-point game, Farmington 7, and now Fox 6 at the 8:44 mark of the second quarter.
That touchdown from Fox would tie things up at 7-all following the PAT being good. However, Farmington wasn't done with 2:53 left in the second quarter. A quick rush play, would put Farmington back on top by 6.
And the Fox defense all loaded up right under center. Fluffy keeps it, bolts to the right side, and gets in for a touchdown. Link from 1 yard out. So one through the air and one on the ground for the Fluffmeister. And the Knights are back on top by a touchdown. 13-7 at the 2:53 mark of the first half.
Extra point was good, giving the Farmington Knights a 14-7 lead. Continuing to push but not be down at the half, the score was quickly tied up by Fox, 14-14.
Wide to the right side is Jake Gowan, and once again it's that jumbo package in the backfield. Now it's a pass right over the middle for a touchdown. And what a good play call as Landon Wilson lines up as the tight end and McGinnis hits him right over the middle for the 10-yard touchdown pass. 14-13, and Fox an extra point away from tying it up with 106 remaining in the first half.
So things would be tied up. However, another play later, a few plays later, on the following drive, the Knights would find their way into the end zone one more time before the half, giving themselves a 21-14 lead following the extra point.
30 seconds even remaining in this first half. You want the clock to stop, of course, but you want the first down as well. And Farmington has less than a yard to go for first down yardage as they have the football just outside of the 10-yard line of the Fox Warriors. We're tied at 14. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Links back to pass. He wants to scramble again. Looks to the end zone. Fires! Touchdown, Knights! Fluffy Link! Two times through the air! And for the second time, the pass is complete for a touchdown to Mr. Cody Wright. This time from 11 yards out. Farmington on top by a TD, 20-14, with only 24 seconds remaining in the first half.
The Knights up 21-14 by the end of the half as the back-and-forth scoring would finally come to a halt once the play clock did. Some other scores from around the listening area. Valley Catholic on top of St. Vincent, 35-7 in the second quarter. St. Pius on top of Windsor, 6-0. That's our KJF game of the week. We actually have quick scoring update coming from that as well. We'll get to that one in a little bit. Central on top of Sullivan, 26-7 in the second quarter. And St. Clair topping Bowling Green so far, 31-8. Another game in action right now. North County on top of Seckman, 38-7. We'll tell you how we got to that one. That's coming up next on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high-lift dozer, backhoe, Bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. You know, trusting your pharmacy to fill your medications is one thing. Trusting your pharmacy to help you manage your health care is a taller order. Rest easy, because at Parkland Health Mart, we are experts at it. Our pharmacists take care of our customers like they would their own families. We work closely with your doctors and you to make sure your medicines are working for you and that you know the best ways to take care of yourself. Parkland Health Mart in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton is your health care partner.
It's that time of year. No, not summer. It's time to move again. This is Harold with Hastings Unlimited. Last summer, we moved from our building on Karsh to 120 East 1st Street, and now we are moving back to 408 East Karsh with Rock Bottom Shoes and More, owned by Scott and Regina Hastings. We will still be renting tuxedos, selling school jackets, and promotional products. We will be in our new location by August the 1st. Purchase shoes, school jackets, promotional products, and rent tuxedos, all at our old new home, 408 East Karsh in Farmington.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. It's Sean Malone here with you in the studio. We'll be recapping our Web TV halftime game, or game at halftime right now on Web TV, in fact. The Raiders, they strike fast with Briley Smith scoring off a 37-yard run early on.
So first and 10 for North County this time. It's a sweep, and he's going to go wide open for a touchdown. North County, three plays, and they get on the scoreboard, number 24. Cole Ziegler touched the ball three times, and he punched it in for a touchdown.
Quarterback Colton Poorman would knife up the middle to complete the two-point conversion, giving the Raiders an 8-0 lead. It wasn't long before the Raiders were able to take it to the house on a QB sneak to extend their lead.
As Poorman gets set in the shotgun formation, Ziegler on his right. Now he walks up under center, handoff, quarterback sneak right up the middle, and he's going to be pushed into the end zone. Touchdown, North County. Just like that, North County extends its lead. A great call by North County. They saw a little gap open up in the middle. Gets right up under center and rushes it straight in for the touchdown.
North County would go for and convert on a stellar two-point conversion.
Smith in formation, rotates. Looks like he's going to be tripped up. He flips it into the end zone and caught for a two-point conversion. Foreman is on fire. He's fallen down, pitches it in the air, and it's snagged by Ziegler for a two-point conversion. Now the lead is 16-0 in favor of the home team, North County.
Raiders on top, 16-0. A few minutes later with North County driving, Seckman would bend but not break, forcing a turnover on downs, and on the following play, take it to the house on this pass up the middle.
Turns, handoff, play action, throws over the middle. He's got a man wide open. There he goes. Cue the Dixie Chicks. It's wide open spaces as Seckman's racing in for the first score of the season. Wow. Seckman Jaguars are on the board.
The Jags would convert the extra point to make it a 16-7 game, but the Raiders would begin the second quarter with a counterpunch off a screen pass from Poorman to Smith that had everyone fooled.
Here's Poorman on a 2nd-and-20. He faces a meet again. He's in the backfield, but it's a running back screen. A great call by North County. And here is Smith, and he's going to break it wide open. And I can't believe it. Is he going to score on this play? He's got one man to beat, and he's going to get into the touchdown. A beautiful running back screen, North County. They saw Seckman was going to bring the heat. They had the running back sneak out, and this time they score.
The two-point conversion would once again be converted, giving the Raiders a 24-7 lead. Seckman's struggles continued on the next drive with another three and out, giving the ball right back to the potent Raider offense. Golden Poorman didn't take long to get the Raiders back to pay dirt.
Now that brings up 3rd-and-10. Here's Poorman under center. He's going to keep it. Quarterback draw up the middle, bounces around inside, bounces it outside. Is he going to make his way into the end zone on that play? He's going to be stopped. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, North County. Poorman refusing to go down, fights his way through with will, and he scores for the Raiders.
For the first time tonight, the Raiders opted to kick the extra point. The extra point went up and through to put the Raiders on top 31-7 with just over 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. North County went for the onside kick but was unable to convert, giving the Jags their best field position of the night. The Raiders forced a fumble, however, with the Jags on the doorstep. The Raiders didn't need long to extend their lead once again with Poorman hooking up with Sean Bruno for this touchdown.
Welcome back to MIMOinfo.com. 31-7, North County leads. Seckman, 7:07 left in the first half. North County just recovered a fumble, and they are on the field as Poorman pump fakes out of the shotgun formation. He's going to fire deep. He's got a man wide open, and it's caught. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Sean Bruno. A huge play for North County. They dial one up after they catch a fumble, recover a fumble. And now North County is absolutely rolling. Seckman here in the first.
The PAT was good, giving North County a 38-7 lead where they sit at halftime right now. Sean Malone here in the studio with you. It is the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We'll continue with more next.
End of payday. Unfortunately, hot on the heels of this beautiful moment is the mortgage, your car payment, utilities, the cable bill, piano lessons, a babysitter, dinner out, tickets to a show, and lest we forget, groceries. Which leaves you next to nothing to invest.
AAA Check Advance in Farmington and Crystal City can help. Installment and payday loans.
Butler Supply is your source for electrical, septic, and communication products. Hi, I'm Dustin Reese, manager of Butler Supply in Farmington. Our knowledgeable sales associates provide valuable product information and can assist you in determining what size generator you require, what Ameren UE incentives are available when updating your lighting, and to select which water heater works best for your application. Butler Supply, dedicated to our customer success and providing exceptional customer service for over 40 years. Online at butlersupply.com.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show here on AM 800 KREI. Let's take a look at what's going on up north with AM 1400 KJFF. St. Pius versus Windsor. St. Pius would draw first blood on a 21-yard pass from Fisher to Jalen Thornton.
Birch is in his backfield to his left. Irvin is the right wing. Snap back to Fisher in the gun. He's going to roll out to his left side. He's going deep. He's got Thornton. He's got deep. It. Lobs it. And Thornton makes the catch. It. Gets into the end zone. And the Lancers strike first. They're on top 6-0. On the 15-yard, 16, 21-yard touchdown, beg your pardon, from Fisher to Jalen Thornton.
The Lancers would not convert on the two-point attempt and take the first lead of the game 6-0 over Windsor. Late in the second quarter, Lancers' Jalen Thornton would get his second touchdown of the night on a reflected pass from Fisher.
They have to go 14 yards. Snap back to Fisher. Rolls out left. Looking for a man. He is going to still hold. Lobs it across, and it is caught on the deflection by Jalen Thornton. Unbelievable. What a play to save Pius Lancers. Catch a break. It was tipped into the air and lands right into the hands of Thornton as time expires. They lead it 12-0. What do you say about that?
I have this to say. The score remained 12-0 once again as St. Pius failed to convert on the extra points. Taking a look at what's going on right now on KTJJ J98. After the teams traded turnovers, Perryville and DeSoto, the Pirates found the promised land for the first score of the game coming in the second quarter.
The man in motion, Flaherty. They fake the pitch. They give it to Harris. He bounces off one tackle to the right side into the end zone, and Perryville Pirates are on the board first. First touchdown of 2017 goes to the senior fullback, Caleb Harris, and the Pirates are on the board for 6-0.
Caleb Harris would score, and the extra point was good, giving the Pirates a 7-0 lead. That would be your score at the half, and the score remains the same as the second quarter is underway on J98 in the low-scoring affair between Perryville and DeSoto. Once again, Pirates on top, 7-0. It is the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we'll send it back to the field. Chad Speaker and Luke Mell will continue the halftime show and as well as have your call of the second half.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation. Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and now for a limited time, just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SKY to get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for 50% off and free shipping. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY, or call 1-800-635-1825. 1-800-635-1825.
A bunch of teenagers playing. I don't know if it's a wasteland or not.
Have a quarrel with that, perhaps.
Luke Mell, right over there.
Yeah.
I'm Chad Speaker, having a little fun here. Why don't we have a Fox Farmington game every year, Luke?
I tell you what, both these schools, these two programs, they really gave us a show here the last couple of years. Definitely after last year's, we weren't sure if they would top that, but tell you what, the first half tonight's really, really shown us something.
Yeah, last year Farmington wins it 26-20 on a deflected pass in overtime for a touchdown. This year, they're almost like a couple of boxers. You know, they kind of feel each other out in the first few rounds, 0-0 at the end of the first, and then they start throwing haymakers. 35 total points scored in the second quarter.
Oh, they really did. And, you know, I'd say a little bit surprised that Farmington just willing to air it out. You know, we haven't seen him be a little more conservative, use the ground game a lot in the last couple of years, but got a lot of confidence in Fluffy Link and his ability to get around. We thought maybe his decisions could be made a little bit quicker. That was kind of our opinion of him here in the first half, but we think he's definitely going to come around. And kid's not afraid to throw it downfield either.
And one thing we did know is that if he didn't get it out quick, his feet would be able to keep the play alive, and that's been one of the differences.
Well, definitely. He's an athletic player, probably a lot more athletic. You know, when we've seen in the past, he can really get out there and make some stuff happen with his feet really quick. We saw that on a play where he reversed the field and got out to the sideline, got out of bounds there, stopped the clock right before they scored at the end of the half.
And Farmington scores with 30 seconds left as they take the lead into the locker room, 21-14. Now the Knights will get the second half kickoff as well. Let's go through the stats now. And Luke, I told you before we came back, I said, hey, I've got these teams within 12 yards of each other. You said, not surprised at all.
Not at all. You've seen Fox, he had a big play there. Dominic Monte just took off on a run, and nobody could catch him. Cody Wright tried to run him down, and both teams look pretty evenly matched. Both have made some mistakes on offense and on defense. Both have shown flashes of being able to stop the other team and then look around and you know, the other team, each team's been able to kind of move the ball a little bit as well.
But one turnover on each squad. It was a pitch play that Farmington got it at the Fox 15-yard line that really helped Farmington's cause. They ended up scoring, and then Farmington fumbled as well, and Fox got it back. But our halftime stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale, Herculaneum and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. The Fox Warriors have 140 total yards at the half, and those are heavily slanted on the ground. 121 yards on the ground, only 19 through the air. Gavin McGinnis has completed 2 out of 4 attempts in the first half for 19 yards. One completion to Bob Nybert for 9 yards, and then the touchdown pass to Landon Wilson for 10 yards. Nybert has 38 yards rushing on 7 carries. He has the most carries. Gavin McGinnis with 6 carries and 9 yards. Cade Thomas has 6 carries and 28 yards. But Dominic Monty had that one big rush that Luke told us about for 45 yards. And then he had a negative 2 on his only other carry. So 43 total yards for him. And a touchdown, 140 total yards for the Warriors. But they do have 50 yards in penalties, 6 penalties. That definitely hurt him in the first half, including the one huge one, Luke, on a fourth down where Farmington blew a field goal attempt.
They sure did, and you know, we don't really see a whole lot of motion penalties on the defense, and right there, especially on a field goal attempt where it looked like Fox might get out of a bad situation where they gave Farmington the ball in their own 15-yard line, but it turned out in Farmington's favor. They took that penalty, got a fresh set of downs, and scored on that play, and right now, you know, that touchdown's the difference in this game.
Knights have balance on the offensive side, 152 total yards, 83 through the air and 69 on the ground. Cody Link leads the Knights in rushing, and in fact, did I say Cody Link?
The hybrid. Well, it's been a heck of a combination.
Nathaniel Link, yeah. Fluffy has 11 carries and 36 yards rushing. He does have the one-yard touchdown run, the only rushing touchdown for him there. And the Knights have 23 yards rushing for Dylan Allen on 6 carries. Cody Wright has 11 yards rushing on 3 tries. Tyson Gray has only 1 carry for a negative 1 yard. But Fluffy Link has 4 completions out of 7 tries for 83 yards. And the interesting part about that is all 4 completions, and that means every yard, goes to Cody Wright, including 2 touchdowns.
It is. And, you know, Cody Wright, a pretty dynamic player in this offense. You know, he's got the speed. We've seen him make the plays tonight down the field in the receiving game. But he also plays kind of that wing position, and they want to try and get him involved in the running game as well. I think they go to the Dylan Allen, kind of establish the up-the-gut middle of the game, and then see what they can open up on the outside in the second half.
We'll pick a play of the game brought to you by Unico Bank at the end of the ball game, and we'll pick a player of the game sponsored by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. And we said if we had to do it at halftime, you kind of liked Cody Wright as a player.
Cody Wright's definitely stayed out. He's made some plays in the receiving game. You know, the first touchdown catch there was a pretty awesome play there to go up over the top of a defender and bring it in. Bring in a ball that was... It was a good throw, maybe a tad bit underthrown, but Cody came back, made the play, and then made another great play in the back of the end zone for the other touchdown reception. So, you know, we'll see if he can, the Knights can finish off strong. And I like Cody as a strong candidate for player of the game right now.
Now, good news for the Knights. The best news, in fact, they lead 21-14. But even better news, Knights deferred. They'll get the ball starting the second half.
Yeah, you know, a decision the coaches made there. You know, they wanted to start with their defense, make a statement, and they did. They stopped Fox on that first drive, and you know, they're going to see if they can't come out and pick up their offense where they left off, and that was a scoring drive.
I want to thank our stats sponsor right there, bringing us our halftime stats, Bloomsdale Bank, Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. We've got your second half kickoff in 1 minute on KREI.
Farmington Presbyterian Manor is celebrating its 55th anniversary. Let's go back in time with them together to 1962 when Farmington Presbyterian Manor became a part of Farmington Heritage. Come on out and celebrate with them on August 26th from 10 until 2. There's going to be plenty of food, fun, and vendors. Follow the music and fun to 500 Casey Street in Farmington. They're hosting a car show, fun activities for the kids, and music. Also visit the Farmington Presbyterian Facebook page for more details. They'll look forward to celebrating with you.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Jack Weiss to kick it off for Fox starting the second half. Farmington leads 21-14. Fox in their white jerseys, white pants, white hats. They've got the red numbers on the jerseys. And they'll kick it off as Luke and I look at the action right to the left side. Farmington will send their deep men back, Cody Wright and Tyson Gray. Gray has been the recipient of all the kickoffs for Fox so far as Weiss has been popping it up over on his right side. And this time he'll kick it deep to the left side. Holy smokes, he slams this thing through the end zone. I'm starting to wonder why they ever tried to kick it short.
Well, maybe they tried to kick it high there, and we saw on the one that Tyson Gray returned, second one, they may have had an opportunity to get underneath there and recover it, but yeah, I think right now that was a good call there for your Fox's coach and staff.
They do that every time. You got a guy that can do that. Let's thank Home Pools and Spas of Ledington for sponsoring Farmington Knights football broadcast for you on KREI, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy of Deloge, Fredericktown and Ironton, and Hood's Discount Home Center. So Farmington has the football to start the second half, and they've got the lead, 21-14. It's Fluffy Link down under center. First and 10 for the Knights. They've got it at their own 20-yard line, pushing it left to right as Luke and I look at and describe the action to you. Adam Kateri wide to the right side as Parker Hastings off to the left. Dylan Allen is the fullback in this alignment right behind the quarterback Link. And here's Allen, broke one tackle as he glided through the middle. Well, he got small and then got big, which is exactly what you want out of a running back, and gained 7 yards, Luke.
Yeah. Dylan Allen, a little bit smaller than Gavin Duncan was, a guy that played his position last year. Gavin was a guy that just put his shoulder down, run over you. Dylan a little bit quicker, though, probably, and he got in the hole that time and got some yards.
Second and three. Farmington likes to kind of fake that motion with Cody Wright off the right wing. They like to see what the defense does to react to that, and then they return him out to that wing. Second and three. Allen's got it again, met in the hole, busts some heads, and then he slams forward, needed three, and gained 3.5 yards. Good work by Allen that time as he went head-to-head against big, tough Joey Johnson, the nose guard right there.
Yeah, and this offense, the Farmington, they really rely on that fullback to kind of carry the load sometimes and establish some momentum. And I like what they're doing here, feed it to the fullback up the middle there a few times and then try to break something outside.
Good work by Dylan Allen. We really haven't seen that counter play yet off of that. And now they'll pull it from Dylan Allen, pitch it to Tyson Gray, and Tyson leans forward for a 4-yard gain. Well run by Fluffy Link.
Yeah, good timing there, and Tyson, like the big, tall player there, he's trying to get to the outside. Nice job bringing in that pitch there to try and grab a few yards.
Second and six for the Knights. Clock running at 11 minutes and 3 seconds in the third frame. Farmington on top, 21-14. One wide to the right, one off to the left side. Double wing formation. This is the customary formation by the Knights as they've got Wright as the wing back to the right side. Gray, the wing back to the left side. Dylan Allen is the fullback. Link looks over to the sideline to see if they want to change the play. He pulls it out of the gut that time of Allen, but then Link is hit at the line of scrimmage. He does manage to tumble forward for 2 yards, bringing up a third and a long three.
Well, you're going down that left side of the line of scrimmage there. You're going to run into Landon Wilson. And it looked like he might have had a little bit of room, but the big guy stopped him at the end.
Good player. So third and call it a long 3-4 to the Knights. Now they will split their wing backs out in the slot. So you've got Hastings and Kateri as the wide men. And then you've got Wright and Gray as the short receivers. It goes to Kateri. He breaks a tackle, spins, tries to push his way forward across the 48-yard line, but can't quite do it. And he gains just 2 yards, leaving fourth down and about a yard and a half.
Yeah, a few years ago, Farmington had a player, Braden Krause. They used to love to run that little quick screen, too, and he was a tall, fast player, too, that could get out and make some things happen. That time, Hastings just didn't have enough room.
Knights are going to line up to go for it, Luke, in their own end of the field. It's a fourth down and a yard to go. Maybe a hard count here. We'll have to find out. The play clock down to 14 seconds. Link goes down under center. And Farmington will roll the dice right here as Link keeps it. He stopped initially, but fights his way forward for a 6-yard gain. Fluff put the head down and busted some. Helmets along the way.
That was a play you used to see Cody Friedmeier. He was the big, tall, strong quarterback. He used to run that play to a T. And Nathaniel, a little bit smaller guy. Nathaniel, I'm sorry there. Nathaniel, smaller guy there. But he just put his shoulder down, rolled off the tackler, and got the first down.
Joey Johnson clogged that thing up initially, and Link just kept on chugging forward. Great play, great toughness play by Link. Now wants to pass the ball. Throws it out, intended for Tyson Gray. Tyson goes up in double coverage and grabs it for a five-yard gain, and that's what his length can do for you, Luke.
Absolutely. You like to see him get out in some space. 6'3", junior. You see him on the basketball court making plays all the time. Right there, just a little out route from his position. Goes up and makes the big catch.
The first pass completion to someone not named Cody Wright.
Yeah, they've had quite the connection so far in this game, and I see Nathaniel trying to spread it out a little bit.
Boy, Kateri on an island out here, Luke. If you run him deep, nobody's even close. Instead, they're going to go up the gut to Allen, and he's stuffed for no gain on the play. I mean, that Fox defense is really challenging the wide receivers of Farmington, and so far, Farmington really hasn't gone with one of those straight fly routes to just try to beat somebody one-on-one.
I sure haven't. And we know Kateri's got some speed there. Small receiver, but he's pretty quick.
Third and five for the Knights. Line of scrimmage is right at midfield. First down marker at the Fox 45. 8 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in this third frame. Farmington already picked up a first down on a fourth down play. It was a fourth and one. Link rushed forward for 5 yards. Link back to pass now. Looks to his left. Now to his right. Scrambles. Breaks the pocket. Throws it down the field. And a leaping try that time by Adam Kateri. But the ball was off the mark, and you would think anyway that Farmington would punt here on this upcoming play.
Yeah, Kateri tried to jump up and make the catch a little overthrown. But actually, there was another Farmington receiver in the area that almost made the catch behind him. Yeah, I think that was Cody Wright.
There was a chance. It was not an easy play, but there was a chance. This is going to be the first punt for Cody Wright, if I'm not mistaken, Luke.
Yeah, he's going to see what he's got here.
The deep man for Fox is Cole Elwood. He's the guy that returns the kickoffs for them as well. Wright has speed enough to break out and rush the ball if anything bad happens here, which that was. In fact, the ball was rolled back to Wright. Did a good job of grabbing that thing off the carpet. The punt is muffed, and Farmington says they have it back. We will wait and see. But the ball wrestled back by Fox. Elwood got it.
I tell you, it was loose there for a second, and I thought Farmington, at the heads-up play, jumped on it, but what a huge break there for Fox.
Well, Farmington gains 30 yards on the drive, Luke, and they don't put any points on the board, but they soak a little clock, and they flip the field.
Yeah, good. Take some time off, and really had a few things going there with Dylan Allen early, and I just couldn't finish off the drive.
7:49 on this third quarter clock, and Fox gets the football for the first time in the second frame, or the second half, I beg your pardon. 21-14. Farmington leads by a touchdown, and this has been a pretty good alignment in the backfield with big Bob Nybert back there. Cade Thomas is going to be the tailback behind him. They've worked from the eye the entire game, and it's Nybert that breaks out of the pack, just breaking tackles, busting people left and right, and he kind of rumbles forward for a 12-yard gain. Bob Nybert, 12 yards for him, now on his 8th carry, he's got 50 yards in the ball game.
I'll tell you what, Bobby there, that boy ate his breakfast this morning. He's coming at you.
It's a tough dude now. 7:41 remaining in the third, 21-14. Big run by Nybert right there of 12 yards. 8 carries for him and 50 total yards. Gavin McGinnis, now the coaches told us that Gavin McGinnis would start, but that Chase Waters would probably come in at some point. But he has not. Gavin McGinnis has gone the distance so far. He's got one wide receiver split way to the right side. Double tight set with the I formation. And Nybert is the fullback. It's a keeper by McGinnis. And McGinnis is wrapped up and planted. Boy, he was grabbed, spun, and then thumped. And that was Adam Kateri, Cody Wright, and also Colby Barnes coming off the bottom of that pile. No gain on the play.
Well, McGinnis, you could tell something went wrong on that play. He turned left initially out of the snap, and the play was going right, so he kind of had to spin around. And at that point, Farmington's defense had a chance to get through there and just break up the play.
Elwood going to be the wide receiver to the left side. Hastings in charge of locking him up. Second and 10. McGinnis operating under center for Fox. Looks to give to Nybert, and he does. And Nybert, once again, just pushing the pile downfield. Oh, my goodness. This Nybert kid, you don't tackle him one-on-one. He rips off an 11-yard gain. And it's another first down brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Halsey Real Estate, our first down sponsor. They move this down online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com. We talk about real estate. That's what Bob Nybert is starting to chew up.
I tell you what, he got hit 7 yards into that run.
and he finished it off with another five and got the first down. If you were just watching him warm up, you might think he was an offensive tackle or something right now looking at him. The guy is stout.
First and 10 for Fox to get first down yardage. 6 minutes and 23 seconds remaining in the third, 21-14. Farmington leads. Farmington now putting eight guys in the box as Nybert continues to gain yardage up the gut. And it's going to be a keeper this time as McGinnis kind of slides off the hip of Nybert after pulling it out of his belly and gains 6 yards.
You know, kind of continuing the trend we saw in the first half. Farmington gets some good pushes up front there. Looks like they're able to control that Fox line of scrimmage. And then Fox just comes right back at him and, you know, moving the ball down the field a little bit.
Officials timeout at 6:06 remaining in the third. 21-14, Farmington leads, but Fox putting a drive together. We're back out on the other side of this one-minute pause right here on KREI.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-396-5102. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-396-5102. 800-396-5102. That's 800-396-5102.
Cody Wright steps up at the line of scrimmage, thumps Cade Thomas. No gain on the play. Fox just kind of resorting to the power game right now. Farmington responding by putting eight men in the box, and still the Warriors are able to push the ball down the field here.
They are just a healthy dose of Bob Nybert right there and controlling the line of scrimmage. And I wouldn't be surprised to maybe see Fox go for it here, too, on fourth down if they don't get it here.
It'll be a third and four for him right here. And Nybert's the kind of guy that once he hits you, while you might not be too interested in continuing to thump on him as Nybert once again runs in the middle of the pile, comes out the other side. He needed four. It looks like he gained three right there. It'll bring up a fourth and one. And, Luke, I'm with you. I think you strap it on and go for it if you're Fox right here.
Yeah, you got the workhorse in Bob Nybert right now. I think you got to give it to him. Down a score right here. You know, 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Why not?
5 minutes and 5 seconds on that third quarter clock. 21-14. Farmington leads. And now with the ball on Farmington's 49-yard line, Bob Nybert is the fullback here. They give it to him, and he indeed gets first down yardage. Needed a yard, and he picked up two. Well, Fox.
No doubt, I mean, no doubt about who it was going to there. And Farmington knew it too, but not much they could do. Got the good push up front there. The offensive line doing a nice job for Fox.
The key for Fox, Luke, is as they go on this big clock-eating drive, they use a number of plays. Key for them is not to make a mistake because they've done that a few times in the first half.
Yep.
So Nybert running that fullback spot once again, first and 10. Instead, they give us to Dominic Monty, the tailback. He breaks a tackle and finally wrapped up by Fluffy Ling, but not before he gains 9 yards.
Yeah, you can kind of control the pace of the game. Just giving it back and forth to Nybert for 6, 7, 11 yards at a time. And you got to watch this Dominic Monty. He's the guy that broke off the big run in the first half for the touchdown. And it looks like he might have just actually cramped up a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Now, Monty is listed at 230 pounds, and he looks like a little guy compared to Bob Nybert.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about at least, I think, a 500-pound backfield when both of those guys are in there.
Big boys there. And Monty, as big as he is, though, he's got some good breakaway speed.
So it'll be a second and just a yard after the 9-yard gain by Dominic Monty. He goes down on the field cramping up. They'll be out to stretch him out. Now, don't you go down with cramps in here because I can't stretch you out. I got to call the game.
You got your windows open over there. I think that's about
it. I put you in the sweat box.
Yeah,
over
sweat
there.
Box, you know, trying to get me in shape for that run tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you're running, what is it, the Apple Pie 5K or something
like
that? Yeah,
5 Kim's Week. It's a thing they do every year. Starts in front of the Blue Owl there and then in Kimswick. It's a real nice run there in front of the Bush State.
You won that 2 years ago, right?
3 years ago, I won my age division.
Okay.
And then they brought in
the ringers.
And then the next year they decided to have like a spokesperson, so they brought in like these Olympic decathlon runners.
Yeah.
Of course, that brought in every ringer in the St. Louis area. So I went from taking first in my age division to about 15th.
I think
the guy showed up in the real short shorts, you knew they were serious business.
I think because you won, I think they gave you an apple pie. I think you got a taste for it. I think you got a sweet tooth, and then you couldn't come back and win the next year.
Got a little cocky. Kept going back into thinking I was going to clean up, but it's a real fun, and it actually is all for the ALS Association.
Oh, that's great.
So good deal there.
So Nybert makes his way back out on the field slowly, but he'll get there, and he'll run fullback Zach Bloomer, going to be the tailback in this alignment. Just a second and a yard. And Fox works from the Farmington 38-yard line. McGinnis under center. They give it to Bloomer. Nybert, the lead blocker, and Bloomer gets enough for the first down and more as he rushes it up ahead for 5 yards off that right tackle. Boy, Fox is just staying right in between the hash marks and just pounding it out.
They are. Every once in a while, give it to Dominic Monty, try to run him off the tackle on the outside for a little more room, but can't really complain. Nice long drive here to counter Farmington's long drive of their own, and they're threatening.
Farmington gained 30 yards on their drive to open the third quarter of play. Ate up some clock as well. And now here comes Fox right back at him. And here's Bob Nybert once again. This time he's got Knights draped all over him. He falls forward for 2 yards, but that's about as well as Farmington has done defending him here on this drive as Ethan Burke wrapped him up and brought him down.
Ethan recovered the fumble earlier in the game on that Fox mix cue right there, getting in on some Bob Nybert.
Another guy down with cramps for Fox. And you talk about Ethan Burke, well, maybe one of the reasons Farmington hasn't suffered any cramps is because Ethan Burke's dad is the trainer. So they know what's going on over there.
Dave keeping everyone hydrated over there on the sidelines.
Good work, Dave. 3:35 remaining in the third frame, 21-14. Farmington leads. It'll be a second and 8 for Fox after they pick everybody back up off the ground who is suffering cramps.
You know, for a mid-August game, though, Chad, it doesn't really feel too bad outside. It's a little humid in this booth, but
yeah.
I mean, we've had some of these early season games where it's 95 degrees out there.
We invite you to go online at MIMOinfo.com and check out ScoreStream. It's our new score app that's online right there at MIMOinfo.com. And our scoreboard brought to you by Butler Supply in Farmington, celebrating 75 years servicing the community. Electrical, plumbing, lighting, fasteners, telecom, and tools. Butler Supply located off of Hunt Road in Farmington and online at butlersupply.com. So a second and 8, and Bloomer coming in once again to run behind Bob Nybert, or perhaps just to watch Bob Nybert bowling ball his way down the field. 3:35 remaining in the third, and Farmington leads by a score, 21-14. So second and 8 right here, it'll be Bloomer. And Bloomer tucks in behind Nybert, attacks off tackle, right side, still right between those hashes once again. It'll be a gain of 3 for Bloomer, bringing up a 3rd and 4.
Well, if you're Farmington's defense, you got to be exhausted. This is getting ready to be Fox's 11th play of this drive, and they really are chewing up some clock.
Wow, and they haven't, made a mistake. It's something that we were talking about. No penalties, no backwards plays for them yet. Nybert in front of Bloomer once again, 3rd and 4. McGinnis down under center. They'll run Nybert to the outside. He runs off tackle toward the right hash mark this time. He needed 3, and he picks up 6.
And got a nice run there for 5 yards. And Farmington's defensive line, just nothing they can do right now to control that offensive line for Fox.
13 carries for Nybert and 74 yards. We could very well, another guy down with cramps, by the way, for Fox. Luke, we could very well go the entire third quarter and have only one possession by each team.
Yeah, it's starting to shape up that way.
Trying to get the number of the latest Fox player down. There have been Fox players littering the field with cramps the entire drive, and it's not slowed them down one bit.
It sure hasn't. It's giving out Farmington's team an opportunity to maybe catch their breath and get a little water as well.
Let's go online at MIMOinfo.com and check out some of the scores. St. Pius was leading Windsor in the first half 6-0. We've got Valley Catholic over the top of St. Vincent 49-7, that one at the half. The Owensville Dutchman and Potosi in a good battle. Owensville leading Potosi 20-18, that one in the third. Chaffee over Crystal City 20-0. North County is taking care of business against Sekman 44-7. That'll be our week two ball game right here next week.
Coming down here.
Hillsborough, very good ball club over Afton, 34-14. That was close early, but Hillsborough starting to pull away in that one a little bit. And St. Genevieve still looking for its first score of the season. The Dexter Bearcats lead them in the third, 16-0. And one of the other scores that I was following for you are the Central Rebels. They were up 26-7 in the first half. Let me see if I can get an update for you, though, on that one. And don't see an update yet on Central, but we'll get that for you just as soon as we can. Just go to MIMOinfo.com and go to that score stream right in the middle of our page. Here we go. The Central Rebels up 33-7 over the Sullivan Eagles, and that one was still in the first half. And now, that was their quarterback. That was their backup quarterback, Chase Waters, who was playing tight end, who ambles off the field. So if they had had plans on playing him at quarterback at all, it would probably be Gavin McGinnis. He's gone the distance so far. First and 10 now for Fox. They've got it at Farmington's 22-yard line. Nybert in front of Bloomer. And now after all that, Fox calls a timeout. And I'm kind of with you, Luke, all these injuries and, you know, maybe a timeout by Fox. I guess either it could help Farmington or give the big man Nybert a little room to breathe before he busts it up in there some more.
You know, and another thing to think about, Chad, you know, these early games in the season, you know, conditioning becomes a factor here late in the game. And, you know, it is warm out still. So, you know, we've seen Fox cramp up a couple different times. And, you know, it's still a full quarter to go and a little bit of this third. So this game's got a ways to go yet.
Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. Mario's Italia of Farmington, love that place. I want to thank them for providing the pregame meal for us back at the station. If you haven't had their stromboli or their calzone over
those are awesome. Whew. There's so much, though. So much food.
It's dinner and lunch and dinner maybe the next day for me. Great, great stuff.
Well, I mean, if you're not up for the challenge, I guess, yeah.
It's over at the factory over there.
Oh, yeah.
Love their salads, too. Oh, gosh.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Mario's Italia. Comtree of Festus, one of our sponsors, along with the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Okay, so after the timeout, looks like we're finally ready to go again, and it's Gavin McGinnis leading his team to the line. Nybert and Bloomer in the I formation in the backfield. First and 10 for the Farmington 23-yard line. McGinnis keeps it, and he's thumped down on the ground by Colby Barnes. A gain of 2 by McGinnis.
And that was kind of got a couple of yards there, but that was really the push we were looking for in that Farmington defensive front there, and allowed Barnes to get in there and make the tackle.
Barnes has been real active tonight from his middle linebacker spot. Well, has that been a great position? Actually, you had Gavin Duncan was an outside linebacker last year, but really played like a middle linebacker. Roper Garrett and Ryder Garrett is the starting middle linebacker for SEMO this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's Nybert once again, and he gets the handoff, but this time he's driven backward. He knows it up in there 4 yard, but then taken back after that. Farmington got tough. Colby Barnes right there to meet him along with Devin Hughes. Runs the sword or tackle position for the Knights. A gain of just 1 yard that time by the big man, Bob Nybert. Third down upcoming, and perhaps 4 down territory for Fox. 1:47 remaining in the third frame. And this is only the second possession of our third quarter. One by Farmington and now one here by Fox. Twins to the left side. Gowan, the wide receiver, off to that side. And there's Nybert once again finishing up. A first down carry. He needs 7 yards, and he got 8.
Wow, what a play. You know, you call on the big guy there, and, you know, showing some real grit there.
83 yards for Bob Nybert on 15 carries. What a tough dude. And it won't be a first and goal. It'll be a first and 10 with the football at the 11-yard line. Fox has just slammed their way down the field. And there's Nybert, the fullback, once again. And this time the ball is loose. The ball is loose. I think the Knights have it on a missed exchange. On a missed exchange, the ball is on the ground. McGinnis fumbles it and is picked up by Adam Kateri. And, Luke, one of the things that we talked about, okay, Fox has the beef. Nobody can stop Bob Nybert. They're just slamming it out. But the key, in the absence of ripping off a big play,
is that you can't have a huge mistake. And they come up with a huge mistake right there and fumble it away to the Knights.
Yeah, a few times tonight, and Fox has turned it over or got the penalty at the wrong time. And Farmington's been able to capitalize on it the most part, and it's a big reason Farmington's leading this ball game right now.
How long was that drive, too? They got it with, what, 8 minutes?
Oh, yeah, that was almost a 80-yard drive.
Quick pitch right side. This is Tyson Gray. Tyson's looking for the corner. Can't go out, quite get to the corner, but he does tuck it back up inside and rushes it out to the 14-yard line for 4 yards. But, boy, Fox has made some big mistakes tonight, and the missed exchange and the fumble Mike McGinnis right there. You can figure right in there with one of the biggest plays.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tough Knights defense there. Stuck it out, a long drive, got pushed around a little bit, but prevailed in the end.
Boy, Tyson really hadn't had much room to run tonight. He's got 3 carries and only 6 yards. 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 21-14, Farmington leads here. And the way this Fox offense is operating and chewing up yards, the Knights you would think are going to need another score in this ball game, as Dylan Allen takes it out across the 15-yard line and picks up a pair. It's going to be a second or a third now and 5, but Farmington will not have to run a play at the end of this third quarter. I would think they would want to probably regroup, come up with what they think is a great play call, and start the fourth quarter that way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It'd be my call there. And like you said, start back the other way, get some water, and finish this game.
So 10 seconds remaining in the frame, 13 on the play clock, and Farmington does not look like they'll run a play in there. So 21-14, Luke, we had 0 points scored in the first. We had 35 combined in the second. 0 in the third. We'll see what happens in the fourth. And we'll step aside for 1 minute right here on Supertalk 800, KREI Farmington.
As with most Pioneers, they're destined to be replaced by something better. And the ATV has been supplanted by an all-purpose Intimidator UTV. Hi, I'm Jason Fleeg with Fleeg's Equipment. Now in Ledington, the Intimidator makes it a clear-cut victory for the utility task vehicle. First of all, the new Intimidator UTV model sports a brilliant 800cc engine for a considerably greater speed. It'll be up and running and out the gates faster than almost any other model on the market. The Intimidator is made with the confidence of American experts. Intimidator is perfect for camping, recreational events such as hunting, and as farm application equipment. There's ample storage space with enough seats in the 4x4 option for a small family. Because the Intimidator tagline is work, hunt, play. It'll power you through the toughest field jobs without breaking down and costing you time and money. Come and see why it's the most talked about ATV on the market. Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
Well, it could be in store for another fantastic finish in week one. Last year it was Farmington defeating Fox in overtime on a tipped pass for a touchdown. This year, well, the Knights take a one touchdown lead into the fourth quarter, but they've got a 3rd and 5 at their own 16-yard line. Fluffy Link leads the offense back out on the field. He's got 2 wide receivers off to the left side. It's Parker Hastings, Cody Wright, also split into the slot. Tyson Gray is the wingback on the left. Dylan Allen, the lone setback, Link back in that pistol formation, rolls the pocket to the left side, looks down the field. He's got a man open. That was Tyson Gray, but he just missed him. Boy, Luke, they ran a right play that time, and Gray was wide open. Nobody really within 5 yards of him, and Fluffy just threw it right behind him.
Yeah, Gray just ran kind of out of that wing position across the formation, just drag, little drag route there. He had him there for a minute and just a tad behind him on the throw.
Good play design right there. Run well, pass just a little bit off, and Cody Wright going to punt it for the Knights, or that's the idea anyway. He's punted it only one time, and the snap was rolled back to him. That would be costly with Wright's heels on the goal line here. Deep man is Elwood for Fox. Good snap this time. Wright takes a little while to get this punt off, but it is high. Nice hang time by Wright, and it's muffed again, and the Knights come up with it this time. Only the second punt of the game. They've both been muffed, and this time the Knights get it. Those Flyers come down the field and do a tremendous job of getting to the football. Great work by that Farmington coverage team, and I think the guy that came up with it was Tyler Barber.
Well, he did there, and what a great job, heads-up play there, and I think Fox will be working on the special teams this week. They're 2 costly plays that didn't get him the first time, but Farmington, huge play there.
Ethan Burke also down there, and that is the 3rd fumble of the game for Fox, Luke.
In fact, their last drive went 80 yards and they fumbled it away. Those have been huge in this game. So Farmington now, instead of working deep in their own territory, they work at their own 49-yard line. Fluffy Link pulls it, cuts back now, gets to the 50, and shoves his way forward. He was grabbed right there by one of those defensive ends, Mason Latimer. Fluffy has a pretty good leg drive. I mean, you don't see him go down on contact. He usually falls forward.
Yeah, he sure does. You know, strong player there. He knows how to just get low to the ground there and, like you said, fall forward.
47 yards rushing for Link on 14 carries, 90 yards passing for him on 6 completions, a 2nd and 7 for the Knights. They are in Fox territory now. They work from the Fox 48-yard line. Link is back in that pistol. They spread things out just a little bit, swing it over to the left side. Pass complete to Tyson Gray. Gray to the 40, and double-team tackled out of bounds at the 35. Nice play design right there. And it's a gain of 12 yards.
It sure was. There, the quick screen to Gray, tall target out there. Give him a little bit of open space to kick and move around.
Good work, and a first down. Our first down marker from Caldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate. They move this town, and online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. Boy, I think a nice play to mix in, too, right there. Keeping that defense spread out. Kateri, the wide man, off to the right, off to the left side is Hastings. Two wings and a fullback right here. And now here's Allen working between the tackles once again, just kind of noses and nudges forward for 2 yards. That's a pretty tough front line there. Austin Deering, the nose guard, bringing him down.
Yeah, if you're Farmington here, you know, same goes for you. You can't turn the ball over. You've got an opportunity here to really, really set the tone for this game and finish something here. But no turnovers.
If you can even tack on points in any form, even a field goal, would make it a 2-score game. Any points right here would be huge for the Knights. A couple of wings, Gray the motion man. The give is to Allen, and Allen once again pushing forward. Good work that time by Devin Hughes, the right tackle. I saw his hat pushing his man down the field, and a gain of 4 on the play by Allen.
Was the line getting the job done here? You know, before that, a muff punt. We didn't look at Farmington's offense. Just didn't really look like they had something going for them. And after, I tell you what, the momentum just swung around like that, though.
When you're talking 4-down territory once again, Luke, with the 3rd and 3 at the 28-yard line of Fox. Link gives it straight off to Allen. No window dressing, really. Nothing happening there other than just a straight give up the gut and call it maybe a yard. So a 4th and 3 now for the Knights. 13 carries by Dylan Allen and 42 yards rushing. He's a 2nd leading rusher for the Knights. Link has 14 carries and 47 yards.
I maybe like that rollout drag route to Tyson Gray again. That's been open a couple times. He just needs to hit it.
I like the play design that Farmington has used a few times where they will run a man deep and then bring a man shallow and try to run one coverage guy off to create an opening in there, and that's what we've seen. Over 100 yards passing for Link tonight, 102. It's a 4th and 3 for the Knights as Joey Johnson checks out. Austin Deering comes back in as a nose guard. And Fox beefing up down in that line with Drew Neese down in there as well. So 4th and 3 for the Knights. One wide receiver to each side. A pair of wings, Wright and Gray. Allen, the fullback behind Link. The play clock down to 14. And everybody looks to the sideline to see if they want to change the play. Link with a good feet for the Knights. The quarterback down under center. Drops back under heavy pressure. Rolls to his left side, now back to his right. Breaks a tackle, has a man open. Down in the end zone, wide open. Nobody's close. Touchdown, Farmington. Touchdown, Adam Kateri. As Link continued to scramble and scramble, they just lost Kateri in the end zone. And Fluffy keeps it alive and throws a 28-yard strike as Farmington now is up by 2 scores. 27-14, and once again, the feet get it done. The arm completes the play.
Oh, absolutely, and I tell you what, those ends came off, the defensive ends. It looked like Fluffy Link was going to be in trouble there and kept the play alive with his feet, just like you said. Very athletic play by the quarterback, and they just lost Kateri in the back of the end zone, and what a great throw by Fluffy there to connect with him, and huge play for Farmington.
And once again, he had a man open on an intermediate route, and Kateri was the man wide open in the end zone. He just kind of kept leaking out, and as Fluffy continued to scramble, from the left back to the right side. The defense started to shift and just lost sight of Kateri, but one guy didn't. Fluffy Link, who in his first game now as a starter, now he did start the game last year, but Friedmeier was the starter and was injured, but as the true number one guy now, Luke, Fluffy Link has three touchdown passes tonight and one on the ground.
And I tell you what a way to start his senior campaign.
Sure is. 130 yards passing for Link. Farmington leads 28-14. Just one tick under 9 minutes to go in the fourth, and we have your kickoff after this 30-second timeout on KREI.
Hi, Paul Hale at New Era Bank. Has your bank made avoiding fees on your checking account difficult? New Era Bank wants to make your life simpler, and we think it should start with your checking account. At New Era Bank, we still offer a free checking account with paper statements. No minimum balances, no other requirements. Visit any of our locations in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or our website at www.newerabank.com for more information. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Cole Elwood becomes the deep man on the kickoff return team for Fox, and we don't mean to say bad things about Cole, but his muffed punt situation is what set that touchdown drive up for the Knights. 28-14, Luke will have our touchdown drive recap courtesy of Gilster Mary Lee coming up after the kickoff, and Parker Hastings steps in to boot it away. Hastings, that left-footed kicker, knocked it clear through the end zone on his first try, but hasn't had quite the leg on it the last few tries. Maybe that's by design. I don't know, because this time he slams it through the end zone again. Our touchdown drive from Gilster Mary Lee, Luke.
Well, the Farmington Knights got an opportunity on special teams whenever the Fox Warriors muffed their second punt of the game. This time Farmington was able to recover it, and they got the ball on the 49-yard line. They went 51 yards in five plays on a great scramble escape there by Fluffy Link. He tosses it 28 yards to a wide open Kateri for the touchdown, 28-yard touchdown. Knights go up 28-14 in the fourth quarter of this one.
Well, that last drive by Fox, Luke, was a very impressive drive, but that also ended with a turnover.
It did. And you know, Fox, it hasn't been their play on the field as far as executing plays. They've just been a little bit sloppy, and that's been the difference.
So Bob Nybert has been the big fullback that Farmington has a tough time slowing down. This time they fake it to Nybert and continue that option play on a pitch to Cade Thomas. And Cade is eventually run out of town by Parker Hastings. Right there, Kateri helps out on the tackle, a gain of four for Thomas.
Well, expect to see a few different things out of the Fox offense. You don't have time for another 7.5-minute drive and to get back into this one, so they might speed things up and look at a few things we haven't seen them do tonight.
They took 7.5 minutes. How many plays did they run that last drive?
15 plays.
15.
On that drive.
And they go, but what, 80? Did they go 80 yards?
They went 70 yards.
70 yards, okay. 0 points.
0 points.
Yeah. So a second and six for Fox, and Fox is allowing that play clock to go way down as well, and now it's going to be a false start by the Fox Warriors. And I think, we talked to Coach Tinker before the game. Week number one, he said, mistakes, it seems, are highlighted in terms of outcomes, and certainly we see the difference so far in this one.
Well, a lot of teams playing these jamborees late last week. You see them, they go up there, they run a few scrimmage plays. But a lot of it's a lot of practice time in here. You know, they've been to the camps, they've done the practices. First time seeing some live action, though, and you just don't know what you're going to get out of your squad.
And Fox did not have a jamboree.
They didn't.
They opted out. So I think that's a very good point that you make. Second, or should be a first and 15. Nybert gets it, and Nybert knifes his way over to the left side. No, I beg your pardon. It was a second and 10 after it was a 5-yard gain on the option play. Beg your pardon. Nybert with 5 yards, bringing up a third and 5. You have a feeling that Nybert gains 5 yards when he rolls out of bed. Don't you?
Yeah. He's
gets the first down, brushing his teeth.
Only a sophomore, too, huh? Is that true?
Is he? Let me look. I didn't think so. I wonder if I wrote that down wrong.
Seems.
Here's a third and 5. And Nybert has been the guy. Now here's a back shoulder throw that is dropped. A good throw that time to Cole Bullard. Gavin McGinnis put it right on his back shoulder. I thought McGinnis read the coverage perfectly and threw it to the soft spot. but as Bowler turned back around, he just dropped it. That was a good shot by McGinnis.
Yeah, about a 23-yard pass downfield, right in the middle. And, boy, yeah, just frustration there. Bowler just looking at his hands afterwards.
Nyberg, I think he's a junior, Luke. So, yeah, almost as impressive there.
No, yeah, he's you got to be excited about knowing they're going to have this kid back around for another year.
Kidding. 8:03 remaining in the fourth. Cody Wright back to receive the punt. Braden Williams is the punter. He scoops this one off of the turf after it's rolled to him. It's a line drive punt, or chance for Wright to return it. But instead he calls for a fair catch. And he didn't catch that one up against his chest, Luke. He caught that with his arms way outstretched. That's one of those ones a lot of times you'll muff, but he was sure-handed there.
He sure was. I know. Cody Wright, yeah, we've seen him on display. He's got some nice hands on him, made some key catches in this game. And right there makes a pretty good catch.
Well, Cody Wright was maybe our early look at player of the game, but I think Fluffy Link is closing in on him here.
I'll tell you what, he really took control in that last drive and made some plays.
Four touchdowns for Link in this game, three through the air, one on the ground. And Link going to run the keeper right here. Link cuts back, gets to the 50. Link is loose to the 40. Link to the 30. A cutback. Link to the right side. To the 15. To the 10. Link to the 5. He dives for the pylon and out of bounds at the 1-yard line. Fluffy Link, a 59-yard run.
There's a huge, huge, huge play there. What a run. Daniel Link, the fluff dog. Just really taking control of this game there and putting this team on his back. And what a first senior game for this senior.
Showed you everything there, didn't he, Luke? Showed you a little power as he shrugged off a tackle, speed to get into the open, a little wiggle to get to the outside. So Link goes down under center, first and goal from the 1 yard line. The handoff is to Allen. Dillon nosing in on the goal line as the officials converge. They say nope. Was stuffed right there. Farmington will have three more tries, though. On Link's touchdown run, it was a play design very similar to that. That hit Nathaniel pulled and then skirted to the outside for the score. So second and goal from the 1. You've got Allen as the fullback and a timeout now by Fox. 7:17 remaining in the fourth. 28-14. Farmington lead. They're at the 1 yard line, and we're back in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
When the moon hits. You're looking for a taste of Italy? Well, look no further than Mario's Italia in downtown Farmington. Mario's serves the best Italian food in the area, pizza, pasta, salads, and sub sandwiches. With large portions, the freshest ingredients, and a friendly staff, Mario's Italia is sure to satisfy you. They can even cater your next special occasion. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner, Mario's Italia is located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Hold it. Well, Nathaniel Fluffy Link with 130 yards passing and three scores, 106 yards rushing in the other touchdown. He's accounted for all four scores for the Farmington Knights, and he just broke off a 59-yard run to set Farmington up for a potential another score inside of the 1 yard line now. It's a second and goal for the Knights. They've got it inside of the 1 after the timeout. Link leads the team back out. He'll have Dillon Allen right behind him. Cody Wright is the wing to the right, Tyson Gray to the wing to the left. And then one wide receiver to each side. They're stacking the middle of that defensive front. Link with a hard count right there. And the official throws a flag. Now, if this is against Fox, it's going to move the ball just a few inches. If against the Knights, it'll set them all the way back near the 6 yard line. They call it on Fox. So it'll move the ball maybe a foot. But now the officials are going to come together and discuss this. One official already signaled that it was offsides against Fox. Another official has come in and pointed toward Fox, but they're going to discuss the matter. And that'll give us time to thank a few of our sponsors, like Jefferson College of Hillsboro, the UPS store in Festus, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. And the officials now change the play call, or the penalty call, and they whistle this against Farmington. Luke, game number 1, right? That's only the second penalty against the Knights and both of them have only been for 5 yards.
I'll tell you what, you know, you credit the coaching staff there, yep, and then the players for being disciplined. It's been a pretty clean game for Farmington.
Sure has. So we are at second and goal from the 6-yard line for the Knights. After the referees changed the penalty call, they signaled offsides against Fox. Then they huddled, and they signaled motion against Farmington. 7:17 remaining in the fourth. 28-14, the Knights lead. Link back in that pistol pitch. This is Cody Wright. Oh, Cody is nailed at the 4-yard line. Dominic Monty brought the hat down and hammered him.
Yeah, he's number 5 there, Dominic Monty. He's a senior, 215, 6'3", just lowered his shoulder. And Cody Wright, he's quick, but doesn't quite have the size Monty's got.
He ran into a slam door there, didn't he?
Yeah.
6:52 and counting down. Third and goal for the Knights. They've got it at the 4-yard line of Fox. Even a field goal would be huge here. It'd put you up by 3 scores. Nathaniel Link under center. Drops back. Wants to pass it. He's rotating to his right. He throws it into the end zone. Deep into the end zone. And a diving attempt by Adam Katiri can't come down with it. So you would think the field goal team would come on.
Yeah, and a huge opportunity there. And what, you know, big penalty for Farmington, too, not being able to convert it there when they were on the goal line, within inches of the goal line. Looks like they were going to settle for a field goal attempt here.
And you've got to give credit to the Fox defense after surrendering a 59-yard run by Link. They chased him down at the 1-yard line. They didn't give up on that play.
Yeah, and remember Farmington, the first time they tried this field goal attempt in the first half, they botched the snap.
Yep,
so
sure did. This one will be a 22-yard field goal attempt by Parker Hastings. And as Luke said, they never really did get off the first try because the snap was rolled back to Link and they didn't have a chance to kick it. This time the snap is good. The hold is down, but Hastings pulls it wide to the right side. Yeah. Shanked that one badly. So Farmington gets all the way down to the 1-yard line, Luke, and can't convert with any points. But the good news for the Knights is they do lead by 2 touchdowns, 28-14, and 6:33 remaining in the fourth quarter. Let's take a 30-second timeout right here on Super Talk 800.
The new generation, Hood's Discount.
Come on in to Hood's Discount Home Center, where you'll find the largest selection of in-stock carpet and cabinetry in the area. This month, take advantage of glass tile and mosaic starting at $4.99 a square foot, or 30% off in-stock granite vanity tops with the purchase of a regular priced vanity. How about 20% off in-stock carpet and area rugs? That's Hood's Discount Home Center, where you'll find everything you need to make your house look great. Locations in Farmington, Festus, House Springs, and St. Louis.
28-14, the Farmington drive stalls out at the 1. They get a penalty, pushes them back 5 yards, and then can't convert. Shank the field goal try wide to the right side. And Fox hanging on, but barely. 28-14. I think you take a look at penalties. Fox, 7 penalties and 55 yards. Farmington with only 2 penalties on 10 yards. Farmington has 1 fumble, Luke. But Fox actually has 4 fumbles, and they've lost 3 of them.
Yeah, definitely that's been the difference in the game. Farmington played a lot cleaner game. You know, fewer penalties and fewer mistakes. And that's really what it's came down to tonight, Chad. And Fox really hasn't displayed the ability to move the ball down the field very quickly. And with just 6 minutes and 33 seconds left in this game, down by 2 scores, kind of wonder what we're going to see out of this offense on Fox.
There's 100-yard rusher in this game, and that's Farmington's Fluffy Link. And Bob Nyberg has been impressive. 16 carries for him and 88 yards. It's Fox football. They've got it at their own 20-yard line. Bob Nyberg has been their most lethal weapon, and he'll get the football once again. Goes off tackle right side, chewing up yards and defenders. He broke 4 tackles before Tyson Gray brought him down. This guy's a one-man tidal wave.
I'm telling you, man. Just the way he keeps churning his legs, I'm surprised some of that turf doesn't start just coming up. But this guy is a force to be reckoned with.
96 yards now by Nybert after the 8-yard gain. 6 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in the fourth. For Fox, the trouble hasn't been gaining yards. They've been able to chew up some yards, but it's been mistakes as they have had drives stopped that way. A first down run by McGinnis on a gain of 2. But at this point, the clock is certainly the friend of the Knights, Luke, the way that Fox requires a lot of time in their drives. They're not a quick strike type of team.
Yeah, they aren't. And Farmington's kind of bend but don't break defense. Yeah. It's kind of the way it's been tonight. They've given up some yards to Fox, but, you know, they've taken advantage of some timely opportunity turnovers as well.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Play action fake. McGinnis is back to pass and throws it nowhere. He had a short man, Nybert, and also a long man, Waters, and the Farmington defense had defenders all over the place. Plus, they had a good rush that time on McGinnis. Knights played that just right.
He sure did, and, you know, really nothing there. Fox hasn't had a whole lot of success in the passing game. He does have, McGinnis does have the touchdown pass in this game. But I think he's done a nice job at quarterback. I know they considered Chase Waters as another option, but we haven't seen him tonight play quarterback.
No, and in fact, he went off with an injury at one point while playing tight end. Nybert's going to be the fullback, and McGinnis fakes it to him and keeps it, and then struggles forward for a 4-yard gain as Farmington gets 4 and 5 Black Hats to the ball. Now, something that we've talked about is Bob Nybert breaking a lot of tackles along the way, and that's good for Bob Nybert. However, I guess what you might say good about Farmington is at least they're getting all those hats to the ball.
Yeah, they are.
It's taken all of them.
It's taken about a good 4 or 5 guys every possession or every snap to bring this kid down.
This time the give is to the tailback. This is Cade Thomas, and Thomas is tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. And the man coming off the bottom of that pile right there is Colby Barnes, and he didn't get a square up hit that time on Thomas, but Colby's the guy that blew the thing up from the inside out. I think Colby's been really steady as middle linebacker tonight.
He sure has. You know, like I said, we call it the bend but don't break. They've been up some yards, but I think they played a pretty tough game.
Fox team that averaged 25 points per game in a Class 6 schedule last year, and the Knights have held them to just 14 tonight as Nybert on a 4th and 5 is stuffed after gaining just a couple. And this Black Knight defense comes up strong here with only 4:28 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Farmington really in the driver's seat of this game right now, and you know, just need to eat up some yards, eat up some clock, and walk away here in week one a winner.
We'll see what the official statisticians come up with, but I've got Nybert with 99 yards right there. So if that's correct, Farmington perhaps could have kept him from a 100-yard game on that.
No kidding.
Hit right there. I usually get within a few yards, but he could have a 100-yard night. Not Knights would love to punch one in here. 4:28 remaining in the fourth, and Farmington gets it after the turnover on downs. First and 10 for the Knights. The 38-yard line of Fox. The give is to Dylan Allen up the gut. And the Knights, most importantly, would like to possess the football. Second importantly, they'd like to gain some yards. A score would be nice, but it's not one of the priorities right now.
It is, and you know, I say feed it to Allen. He's came back, redeemed himself after that first possession fumble. His kickoff the game, he's had a nice night carrying the ball and really establishing the tempo for this offense.
Not a big yards per carry average for Allen tonight, but steady work. 15 carries, 46 yards. So 3 yeah. yards a carry, but he's kept him moving.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, obviously we haven't seen him. He's not going to hit 100 yards unless he just breaks one off here. But I thought he's done a nice job, like you said, of setting the tempo for this offense and picking up 3 or 4 yards at a time and really getting them in nice position.
Something you mentioned earlier, Luke, as another Fox player goes down with cramps, his conditioning, as Mason Lattimore pops up. Now, we may have missed it. There could have been a guy at the sideline, but on the field, we haven't seen a single Farmington Knight cramp up. Time has not been stopped because of it anyway.
No, and, you know, credit to the coaches and the conditioning and off-season program. These kids put in the work over the summer, and, you know, not a super hot night out here tonight, but it is a little humid, and it looks like they've all stayed hydrated, and their conditioning definitely looks a little bit better than Fox's right now.
Right now, 79 degrees. Weather brought to you by Presbyterian Manor. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. 2nd and 7 for the night. They've got the football with 4:08 and counting in the fourth quarter, and Farmington leads 28-14. Boy, that victory last year really set the Knights up for a winning season, Luke. They win it in overtime on a tipped pass, and go on for a 7-4 mark. I thought that was just a good harbinger for them.
It really was. And I think the Knights, you know, like to make a little more noise in the conference this year, but really set them off for a good start.
Uh-oh, Link is slammed after pulling the ball out of the gut of Dylan Allen, and Link fumbles the football. It'll be a loss of 2 yards by Link, plus he fumbles the football back to Fox. And Farmington felt like they could all but seal the deal with this drive by either wasting all the time or perhaps scoring. And Fox needed a quick change of possession with either a stoppage or a turnover to give themselves just a glimmer of hope, and that's what they've gotten here.
Yeah, they're just a couple of plays, and you know they could be right back in this thing. I think we saw them last year down late, and Tony Pisoni got them back in it pretty quick.
So first and 10 for Fox. They've got it at their own 37, and the give is to Nybert, and it looks like Nybert finally might be wearing down just a little bit, but as I say that, after he stopped, he then slams up ahead for a five-yard gain. That came out of nowhere. And now he's got his 100-yard game.
He's got his 100-yard game.
In fact, he has 104 yards now. Link had 106 before he lost those 2 yards, and he has 104. So a rushing battle toggles back and forth. Second and 5. And the big man, Nybert, the fullback, right behind his quarterback. Give it to Nybert. And Farmington is keying all over Nybert, and still he gains 2 yards.
They're really trusting their two cornerbacks and Hastings and Kateri, leaving them one-on-one outside. Really don't feel too threatened by the passing game of Fox right now, and really focusing everything up front there and stopping Nybert.
How about this one, Luke? The St. Louis Cardinals just beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-10. That's nice
wow.
win, huh?
Yeah.
Nybert has the ball faked to him, and the ball's now on the ground, and I think the Knights came up with it again. The officials say yes. Farmington football. Falling on it is the nose guard, Kobe Edwards.
Yeah, huge play, heads-up play there, and another turnover for Fox. And Farmington, good opportunity to seal this thing right now.
The fourth fumble and turnover of the game. For Fox, McGinnis with 3 of those. And the option attack has proved costly a couple of times for both of these teams. Missed mesh points or fumbles on pitches that time. McGinnis looked like he was considering the pitch and then just got hit and swallowed up. 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in this one. 34-32, Owensville leads Potosi in the fourth. That's a great game. Go online at MIMOinfo.com. Check out our score stream there. Farmington runs a player on the field late. They'll be penalized for that.
Don't want to make it easy, do they?
No. Derek Eves was not happy with that. Said we got a chance to sew this thing up. Let's not make mistakes. But they ran a player on the field late. Let's thank Fleeg's Equipment, St. Genevieve and Lettington for sponsoring our pregame show. I'd like to thank New Era Bank, Farmington Park Hills, and Fredericktown and Unico Bank sponsoring our player of the game. Also, Community In-Home Service of St. Genevieve's and Presbyterian Manor of Farmington. So now we've got to think about our play of the game and our player of the game as well. So Farmington going to run a few more players in on this possession. Here comes Tommy Keel. See him for the second time. And Logan Hudson. We've seen him once before as well. We also see a replacement there at the fullback position. They call it their F-back. It's Noah Youngie. Farmington just going to try to get this time to wear on out. 2:25 remaining in our fourth quarter. And Noah Youngie gets the carry, his first carry. And we welcome in our listeners on AM 1400 KJEF. And for our Jefferson County listeners, Fox has been tough tonight, but they just haven't played quite as clean a ball game as has the Farmington Knights. 4 turnovers for Fox tonight has been costly for them. And not only the turnovers themselves, Luke, but the timing of them as well. They had a drive that went 70 yards and it swallowed up over 7 minutes of game clock. And they were turned away with no points after a fumble.
Yeah, Farmington's definitely played the cleaner game tonight.
Youngie gets the carry once again. And Youngie trying to battle forward for a yard. He gets a pair. So Noah with 4 yards on a pair of carries. 1 minute and 36 seconds remaining here in our fourth quarter. And once again, another Fox player down. Perhaps cramps. Joey Johnson. It looks like he's stretching those legs out, so it looks like another cramping issue for Fox. Fox has been losing players on multiple occasions because of cramping issues tonight. It is a very humid night here in Farmington. And our reading right now, 79 degrees. Valley Catholic Warriors taking care of St. Vincent, 63-7. That one in the fourth. The Owensville Dutchmen still lead Potosi, 34-32. We'll have all the interviews with the coaches and the scores and the highlights from our broadcast games for you coming up on our Home Pools and Spas End Zone show after our ball games go complete. 28-14, Farmington leading Fox right here on Supertalk 800. As Farmington continues to shuttle in some more players here. Robbie Simmons, the wide receiver, off to the left side. And the give is to Youngie once again, and Youngie goes nowhere but backward this time as he's thrown for a three-yard loss. Youngie bounced into that line. A blink later, he was 3 yards deep in the backfield.
It's a big, big defensive line there. And
this is Austin Deering, the nose guard. Landon Wilson, who we've been very impressed with off of that defensive end position, helping out on the tackle right there. Well, Bob Nybert has been really tough for this team tonight. This Fox team, Bob Nybert with a 100-yard game tonight, 106 yards on 20 carries.
This is a tough, you know, big Fox squad, you know. They can clean some things up, you know. A few weeks down the road, this could be a pretty tough team to play, you know, if this game had taken place a month later, and who knows what the outcome would be.
Well, four fumbles, Luke, and one of those occurring deep in Farmington territory where it sure looked like Fox was going to score. And then you have the offsides penalty against the Fox defense in the first half where Farmington had muffed a chance at a field goal. The snap was rolled back. Farmington was never able to get the play off and execute the field goal. Well, it would have been 0 points for Farmington. The offsides penalty from Fox gives Farmington a first down, and they end up scoring a touchdown there. So you're talking about 14 points right there, and, well, that's the margin.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Farmington hasn't played a perfect game either. They've got a couple fumbles themselves and a few costly penalties, but they've really been able to put it together whenever it counted. And I think the defense did a nice job. They got pushed around a little bit, and then Fox was able to get some yardage, but, you know, they didn't came up with the big plays when they needed it.
Cole Elwood has had a tough time trying to return punts. He's muffed two of them, fumbled a couple of them, turned one over. They're going to run him back there to try it again, though, as Cody Wright steps on to punt it away for the Knights. Line of scrimmage is the 48-yard line of Fox, but it's a 4th-and-14 for Farmington. Good snap this time. Wright gets it cleanly and gets some pretty good hang time right here. Elwood calls for a fair catch and concentrates and finally does track down that one. It was kind of a knuckleball kick by Wright. That was actually a very difficult kick to field.
It sure was. He gave plenty of hang time for his guy to get down there, his gunner to get down there. And, you know, Farmington special teams played pretty well tonight.
We thank our listeners for joining us on AM 1400 KJF as we wrap up this game of Fox at Farmington in our first week of the season. 28-14, Farmington leads Fox, 51 seconds remaining in regulation. It was a 26-20 win for Farmington last year at Fox on a tipped pass for a touchdown in overtime. That brought the Knights the victory eventually in that one. McGinnis rolls to his right side, wants to chuck this one down the field, throws a bullet to Cole Elwood. A terrific-looking pass by McGinnis and a gain of 14 yards. And maybe that will demonstrate something for the coaches where, you know, maybe they open the playbook a little bit for McGinnis as the weeks unfold. That was a very nice looking pass.
Yeah, rolling out to his right there, and Elwood had just some separation, and it brought in the catch there, and something that we haven't really seen out of him all night long.
14-yard completion for a first down, plus Elwood gets out of bounds and stops the clock. So first and 10 from the Farmington, or the Fox 37-yard line. McGinnis rolling to his left side, this time under heavy pressure, hit and driven down. Did he complete it? Boy, he did! A terrific pass, but probably even a better catch by Elwood over on the far sideline and a gain of 7 yards. What a grab by Elwood.
Yeah, I had to come back to the sideline there and just dove to bring it in, and it was a heck of a catch, probably one of the best ones we've seen all night.
40 yards passing by McGinnis, 4 completions for him. You thinking about your play and player of the game?
Yeah, I think I got
a pretty good
idea.
Got it?
Yeah.
We'll take a... Oh, they changed their call, Luke. They said complete.
Talked about it, huh?
And then they said incomplete. So our praise was wasted, apparently.
I take it back.
Second and 10. Ball at the 37-yard line of Fox. Nybert scheduled to get the carry right there with 34 seconds left. The officials blow the whistle and call it dead. An illegal procedure penalty against Fox. And that is their eighth penalty for 60 yards tonight. 34 ticks remaining to conclude week number one for the Farmington Knights and the Fox Warriors. Next week, we'll be right here in Farmington once again for the Heart Walk game, Luke, against North County.
Yeah, that's always a good time, and it's nice to see the communities kind of get together. Big rival game. North County and Farmington don't play in the same conference anymore, but they have been playing each other every year here, and do this Heart Walk is really, really something special.
28-14. Farmington leads Fox right here. McGinnis back to pass. He's in the pocket, flips it over the middle, and the pass is incomplete. Good coverage out there by Eli Lamb. Hey, on our scoreboard at MIMO Info, the Potosi Trojans have taken the lead over the Owensville Dutchmen in the fourth quarter, 38-34. That's a burner over there, huh?
Tight contest over there.
Great game. North County, well, they're going to be feeling good after week number one. 51-7 winners tonight over the Seckman Jaguars. So,
wow.
Farmington and North County will come in both having won their first games. So Colton Poorman was just absolutely fantastic in the first half against Farmington last year, I remember. 29 seconds remaining in the fourth. Bob Nybert gets the carry, and he is stood up and driven back after gaining just 2 yards. But Nybert, for my money, has been one of the toughest dudes in the game tonight.
I tell you what, yeah, he's been the workhorse for sure. And
9 seconds remaining in our ball game. And the clock is counting down. The Farmington Knights begin the season with a victory over the Fox Warriors, just like last year. 28-14, the final score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with your play and players of the game. And we'll recap your stats for you as well. 28-14, Farmington wins. Your postgame show coming up in 2 minutes, right here on KRAI next.
Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And absolutely, you've got a great selection of on-the-road or off-the-road vehicles at Midwest Sports Center, but you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. We have financing as low as 0%. It's free money, Mark. Stop by and see us at Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Missouri, right next door to Redfield Collision Center.
For on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. See them today right off Highway 67 in Farmington.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
We recently caught up with a happy client of Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
We've sold houses and bought houses with Kim Hudson. We've been very impressed with her professionalism and her knowledge. We've received her personal attention on almost a daily basis. She's always available for questions and has made us feel like her only client. Kim is gifted, talented, and knows the Farmington area very well. She has a talent for getting to know her clients and finding that right home for them. We would highly recommend Kim and all the other agents at Caldwell Banker with complete confidence.
Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this town.
Hi, I'm Beth Mel.
And I'm Allison Sheets. Together, we offer free career services at Mineral Area College.
Whether you're planning your career or trying to figure out how to maximize the one you have, come see us at Mineral Area College.
And while you're here, register for fall semester. Classes start August 21st.
Call 573-431-4593 to get started.
Mineral Area College is
your next step.
Let's run down the postgame stats for you. 28-14, Farmington 1-0, the Fox Warriors now 0-1. And let's run down the stats for you, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum in Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers. Since 1914, Farmington Knights gain an even 300 yards tonight. They split it up nicely as well, 130 through the air and 170 on the ground. And Nathaniel Fluffy Link leads him in both categories. 130 yards passing for Fluffy, 104 yards rushing, and he accounted, Luke, for all four scores. Three through the air and one on the ground. Pretty nice for the first-time starter. Cody Wright rushes for 13 yards on four tries. Tyson Gray, 6 yards on three carries. Dylan Allen, steady as the fullback, 15 carries and 46 yards for him tonight. The big receiver, Cody Wright, 2 touchdown catches. He goes for 83 yards on 4 grabs. Adam Kateri has a touchdown catch of 28 yards. He caught 2 balls for 30 yards tonight. As far as the Fox Warriors, well, they do have the leading rusher in the game tonight, as Bob Nybert was tough, 21 carries for 108 yards. Gavin McGinnis had 23 yards on 11 tries, and McGinnis completed 3 balls for 33 yards tonight, 3-4-9. But 4 fumbles by the Fox Warriors cost him, as well as 8 penalties for 60 yards. So let's go with our player of the game now, brought to us by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. What do you think, Luke?
Well, I think the offense did a nice job today, Chad. And, you know, the offensive line had really shone sometimes and shined. And I thought we saw some nice receptions by Cody Wright. But really, I got to go with Fluffy Link. You know, this first-time starter here for his senior season, really knocked it out of the park, to say. Thought maybe his decision-making could have been a little bit quicker, you know, sometimes in the first half there. But really made a lot of plays happen after the plays broke down. A lot of, two of those touchdown passes really were just spectacular athletic plays. Great receptions, but really some athletic plays by Fluffy Link on that side. And of course, the big run there at in the fourth quarter as well. I think he got the player of the game to Fluffy Link.
I think that's a good call, Luke. And I think we'll go for play of the game. I think we'll go with one of his touchdown passes. So how about that touchdown pass to Adam Kateri, where he scrambled to his left, then back to his right, kept the play alive, and threw it 28 yards to Adam Kateri in the back of the end zone. We'll go with that for our play of the game. And our play of the game brought to you by Unico Bank. See them at Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you. Would like to thank all of our sponsors for helping us to broadcast the game tonight. Without them, couldn't do it. Want to thank Luke Mell. Fun way to start 2017, same way they did it in 2016 with a win over the Fox Warriors. So listen in to our Home Pools and Spas End Zone show coming up next on all of our stations, KREI, J98, and KJEF Radio, and online at MIMOinfo.com. Sean will have all the scores and highlights for you. We'll have interviews with all the area coaches, including some of our players of the game as well. Our final score for the final time, the Farmington Knights 1-0, 28-14 over the Fox Warriors. Coming up next week on Super Talk 800, Farmington will be home again against North County in the Heartwalk game. For Luke, I'm Chad. We'll head toward the End Zone show next on Regional Radio.